Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to episode 73 of The Bracket. Today we are debating the information you would least want to be released to the general public. Very interesting topic. Shout out to the guy who recommended it. I forget, he had a very confusing ad, and I already forgot it, but I thanked him on Twitter, so shout out to you. And make sure if you have any great topic ideas, I got it pinned to my profile, go to the Google form, submit a good idea. Because we're definitely never... What was the one we did with Trollballons that I already forgot how bad it was?
Worse. It was just basically like, what's worse, murder or rap?
Yes.
That ended up being the... Oh, sorry. That's a record.
40 seconds.
That's a record. That's a record for us.
Record.
The R word.
We hit it at least once an episode, but it's a couple minutes.
Usually
in.
Buried.
Yeah. That might make it easier. We should all just get it off our chest.
Yeah, if anyone else.
Perfect, yeah.
We just do a long bleep on that, Gucci. That'll be kind of funny, actually. Anyway, we have really good matchups today. We have no KB and no Che today, but we do have Marty, Dana B, and Rudy. And you guys all lined up on one side. That's cool. Kind of cool.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
WWE.
So pro segregation, Ken Jack.
Mm-hmm. I really do like segregating them, especially.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a lot of good matchups today, so we can just get straight to it. We have.
You guys are like a murderer's row of guys that got 13 on the ACT.
I actually had really good SATs.
Yeah?
I did. I think
got a 2000.
No, yeah, he loves to SAT.
That's not true.
I did.
That's not true.
I 100. I got a 2000.
Oh, you cheated.
It should be valid Victorian, but how do you say it?
Valid Victorian.
Valid Victorian.
Yeah. Valid.
I cheated off of him, and I got a 2000.
Oh, great.
The court asked me to go to court because they said there's no way you can go up 600 points in an SAT.
And you did it.
And then I told my dad, I'll crack on the court.
And you went to Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah, with 85% acceptance rate.
The one and only.
Good school, though.
Yeah, better than 100, I guess.
Yeah.
My school was 99, 100.
99?
I think so.
Huh.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, no, West Virginia's like...
I think it might be 100. I think it's 100.
It's about, yeah, it's the closest you can get to 100.
So we got our first match of the day, and it's number 5 seed. Actually, I think you submitted this, Rudy.
Hmm.
Flaccid dick size.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because good it's God. Better than hard dick size. It's hard dick size... It's bad, but like when you just see you're walking around with like this hanging over your head, like, yeah, 2 inches or something, or if you're a grower and not a shower.
I have a shelf dick. It hangs on like my balls.
Oh, no.
I'm so glad you're here, man.
I have, it's bad.
On the hockey team, we used to call that the ball kickstand.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I got. It's tiny. I'm not even much of a grower. It's small, you know.
No, mine's like small enough to where, like, if I were standing in front of you naked, you would see the pee hole. Like, it's, you know,
yes.
Straight on.
You know how people like take a shit?
Yeah, it's like Sauron.
You know how normal people take a shit and their dick hangs? I have to like tuck my dick into the bowl. I'm not kidding.
I don't understand that at all.
Heroes.
What? I am getting it.
But without helping,
I'll be shitting and like my balls are so uncomfortable.
It out over
so
the,
yeah. Like, you got to make sure your dick.
Because if I start pissing, it'll go up. Yeah. It's tiny, tiny flex.
There's a Mickey Avalon line about that. It's so small, you probably piss on your balls.
Yeah.
You got to jerk off.
I want to see this thing so bad.
I have to see this cock.
It's an acorn. It's an acorn.
I mean, have you seen his dick?
Oh, I've never seen it.
My buddies in college were like the boys who would like, you know, fling their dicks out and like helicopter. I couldn't helicopter.
I never got the guys that could even tuck and make a pussy.
I always wanted that too. Never had a guy that could do it.
Yeah.
But we're one entry in. versus the number 12 seed, how much you paid for porn if you have paid for porn.
Mm.
Which anything more than a dollar you don't, or zero, you don't want it displayed at all. We'll start with Tommy. Flaccid dick size or how much you've paid for porn.
I mean, I feel like nobody pays for porn. I mean, OnlyFans, people get OnlyFans.
That counts.
Yeah. But then you could, even if you come at like Glennie Balls, you'd have like hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you could just be like, well, it's for research. Like, you could just be like, oh, it's OnlyFans. And for somehow, I feel like subscribing to OnlyFans is not as bad as paying for like a browser subscription.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, but still, like, was it Glennie was paying like over $100 a month on OnlyFans subscriptions?
He tried to expense it.
I mean, he should be able to now.
This is a year before the show.
Oh. Yeah. I guess I'll go with flaccid because I don't think I've ever paid for porn.
You have to have a tiny soft dick. You have to.
It's okay. I mean, how tiny is tiny?
Are we talking about when it's cold?
My dick is inside me right now. I'm not exaggerating. It's inside of me.
I think that because of
just
that,
sitting here,
I can only go up. Like,
it's gone inverted.
I'm not kidding. Like,
it's so unprompted.
Nobody's forcing this out of him.
Dana, anything.
It's a negative half an inch.
Don't you think if you weren't such a fatso, maybe that wouldn't be such a problem?
No, I've had it. It's been small. I was skinny at one point.
Is it 1 inch?
If I stretch it out, it's like.
Can we measure it? Right? Can you go to the bathroom and measure this thing?
I might have a micro penis.
You're getting fucked by your own dick just sitting down.
Dude, that fucking rules, dude.
Flaccid micro.
Hell yeah.
Well, my boner's normal. My
Live your truth.
Like five.
You're a grower. You're
a huge, you're a big time grower. Then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's the word? Fucking objectively, like my show to grow rate ratio is astronomical.
Yeah,
it's like 0 to 5 inches. You know?
It's an infinite growth percentage.
Zero. You can't even do the. You have a 0 inch penis.
Right now, at this moment, yes.
Yeah. Like, you just see the head, basically, right?
Yeah. It's a little popping out like a little. Like
Dana is trans sitting here.
It's dig bend space and time.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not creative enough or funny enough to like play a like. I'm serious.
We know.
That's what makes it so funny.
We took it very seriously.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah, why?
Who do I have to impress?
We weren't sitting here thinking, like, God, Dana's so funny, and he definitely has a huge cock. Definitely joking about it.
I wouldn't have thought it was that small. He's a big, fat guy.
I had a surgery when I was a kid, and one of my balls never dropped when I was, like, really young.
You have lopsided balls.
My balls was, like, one of my balls was, like, in my stomach, so they had to, like, do surgery to let it go down. I think that affected my dick forever.
Sounds like something you just tell yourself.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, it sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Wait, so there's a double drop? We do a double drop, like a puberty drop, and a.
This was when I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you just go to the bathroom with like a piece of paper and just line?
Can you actually?
No.
We can just do by
telling you.
Maybe use
that's too far. You said it was 0 inches, Dana. Yeah.
That's way too far. That's
we
a
can
line.
Just use some for scale. Why don't you just take this bottle cap? And we'll see, like, greater than or lesser than the bottle cap.
Put it in there.
God, no.
See, I have to like. I'm gonna have some. I gotta have some.
Some pride,
dignity.
Yeah. For that.
Glad you.
Are you
glad
not
you arrived
able to
at that
come
stop
up with these words?
Now.
I don't know. I'm not.
Oh
smart.
My god.
I respect it, bro.
I'm smart in certain things of life, and I'm very good at them. And then just.
Oh my god.
Not.
All right, we're one vote in, Nick.
I'm voting for. I would rather people know my flaccid penis size.
Oh, so you're voting the opposite side. This is stuff you would least want to be made public. So, which one of these would you least want?
I'm getting confused.
I would because you didn't do.
What don't you want people to know?
I want people to know my flaccid dick. I think I could only go up. I think that the expectation with me is that I just have a small dick based on my personality. And I've actually had girls tell me in the past, like, "Oh, wow, that's bigger than I expected. I thought you'd have a small dick." And so I think that it's good
so
for
mean.
Me. It's so mean.
Your boner or your flaccid?
Boner.
No, but you look like one of those unassuming big dick dudes.
Thank you.
My mind.
Like, yeah, I'm fine with my dick size being out, but I also don't care. I don't care about either of these, but I'll vote. I want my dick size out there, so I'll vote for porn.
Yeah. He's like RJ Berger.
It's confusing.
That's a reference maybe only Nick knows.
I loved that show.
Is it Hard Times of RJ
Berger? Yeah. Have you guys seen that? MTV show.
It's like I have.
Bo Burnham?
No. That was somebody. Something wants to be famous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Stone wants to be famous. And RJ Berger was like, pantsed at a basketball game and he has the biggest dick in school.
He's a tiny little nerd.
Yeah. Good show. The whole premise is that he has a big dick.
That's literally it.
Yeah.
That's tight.
It's flaccid dick size. It's just like, that's a number you never want to see. Mm-hmm. Had to have like that. It's not going to be impressive ever. Small dick size.
Small dick size. Well, yeah.
Small dick width would be just destroy me.
I've paid for porn in hotel rooms when I was younger. Mm-hmm. The early times of me traveling by myself, you know, I was probably like 19 or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I remember I bought a pay-per-view porn. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's $10. So I'm not horrified. One time I remember I bought a DVD of this thing called Nurses. It was like a high budget, crazy. It was like that one Pirates, mm-hmm. that pirate porn thing. And watched like one scene from it, and I was like, why did I do that? I think cumulatively, and then I think maybe I bought some magazines once when I was traveling in France.
Your seat's getting longer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's like, whatever, $30.
At a hotel room.
Yeah. It's 30. But you said, I say this because you guys said nobody's ever paid for porn. And I think there are ways to have paid for porn that are not as
ridiculous. It's modern day. It's a lot less common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that.
I'd say it's way more common.
I completely.
OnlyFans has made it.
Yeah,
way more.
I guess I don't really count only, but yeah. It's,
why?
OnlyFans, like, they're like my friends.
What?
Like, when you get an OnlyFans subscription, you're not paying for porn, you're paying for friendship. Like, you're developing.
You do porn.
I know. Yeah. I'm kidding, Rudy. Oh.
But I think that to your point, paying
on your throat.
Paying for Tommy over here.
Paying for a Brazzers membership or a Reality Kings membership is ridiculous because so often a lot of those scenes, they'll put 70% of the scene on the porn aggregator websites. So that just seems like a waste of money to me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of porn on those porn aggregators. So then, yeah, all of this is to say that I guess it's, I'd rather not, I would be less happy having people know that I had spent $30 on porn in my life than I don't care about people knowing but my flaccid dick size. Mm-hmm.
What if it was like a counter over in your head and it showed what it was at the present moment?
The dick?
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
That would be terrible.
Oh, a sliding scale?
Yeah.
I go over to do crosswords with the boys, we get the hint, and it just like goes up a little bit.
Yeah. Dana sits down and goes to a zero.
It's like he just had a mushroom in Mario. It's just,
yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
He's talking about his micro penis and mine's getting bigger.
Rudy.
Yeah, if it were to come out, my porn number, it would be like the only time I've ever bought in porn was it. I like clicked a link to someone's OnlyFans and then I like saw it and I was like, oh, and then I was like scrolling and then it hit the like subscribe for $15 a month. And then I like kept scrolling and then like it was like enter your credit card information and then I like kind of dropped my phone and then like all the numbers went in and I picked my phone up and then it like went through. So I think my number would literally just be $15.
$15.
But at the end of the day, yeah, it's no contest. I'd rather just not have my flaccid penis size on a projector above my head like in Cyberpunk or something.
Yeah, I respect that.
I guess you could also include like how like strip club spent money.
Yeah, I mean,
prostitute.
I've never been.
Imagine if you fucked a prostitute, like that number being over your head. That would be, I'd never want that.
They really charge a premium for that, the IRL porn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dana, that's called sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dana has to vote for porn. You just openly told
us. Everybody already knows now. Yeah. So. But I guess I wouldn't want, like, you know, my family knowing or, like, random people. But, like,
yeah, because listen to the mom. Just us seven.
Yeah. My mom is well aware that I can't pee sitting down.
She's just a kid.
Come on. You know what? Why don't you want your parents to know that your flaccid dick is small?
What a weird thing. I used to, in college, remember the Xbox controllers with the cords?
Yeah.
I'd wrap it around my dick and, like, try to fucking stretch it out a little bit.
You could have just used your
hand. An African neck stretching.
Why are you like, Why are you like MacGyvering it? You have
it was the boys. We were like,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, oh,
this guy's got the
dude. You have a small dick. You gotta do something about it.
You know what your parents know? Like, yeah, my mom's pissed at me because my dick's so small.
I hate that I've known that about you.
Yeah. I've told you that, right?
I know. Yeah, you were like, you ever do this? And I was like, no. My boys played Xbox,
and for like a minute after, my flaccid dick was like huge. I was like, holy shit. Yeah. Then it would turtle and come
ligature
back
marks on it.
He's got the Xbox Live cock ring.
1 to 2 centimeters.
I get the opposite of the old Chinese foot binding technique. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I guess I'm still gonna go with flaccid dick, just because
you're living in that hell, brother.
Yeah.
I just can't. No one asks you a question. You start telling everybody.
Before we start recording, Marty's like, you know, Dana's just gonna tell too much.
Yeah,
literally before he starts, like, Dana's just gonna keep talking, and then he'll be like, what he just did, I'm not gonna say. All right, well, I think
this is where I'm at my best, when I make fools.
Oh, you're the best.
Oh, you are. That's why you're great. You know. I don't even know what we're all. I,
people knowing how much you pay.
You got
for
a good
porn?
Dick. I listen. You're known for having a good dick.
Known for having a good dick.
Marty's got good.
I lived
piece
with the guy, and he had boxers on my whole. That's a big dick.
He's got good nice pee. Good unit. Line.
I'm skipping that.
I like to hear that. Good unit on Marty. Okay.
Nice. Look at this guy. His dick goes past his balls.
Yeah, Marty has a 2-inch dick, and Dana's like, what the fuck?
Dick is pointing at the floor?
Oh, my.
So off. He has no idea.
You have to pick it up to see the underside?
You could pee sitting down.
You used to say it on mixtape all the time. You're like, yeah, I got a big dick.
Yeah, because you would always say how small yours is. Yeah. I'll go flaccid.
Flaccid dick. All right, flaccid dick's the move on. The next one. The next one is the 4-seed. People knowing how many times that you've jerked off to people in your real life. Like people that you know. Which is really bad. Versus the 13-seed, everyone knowing the DMs that you've sent to athletes before.
I want Dana to go first every time.
I'm kind of okay with that.
I almost want people to look forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want people to look forward to it. So we'll start with you.
The second one is knowing athletes DM'd?
People knowing the DMs that you've sent to athletes.
Oh, I don't have any of that.
It might not apply to most of us from where we are, but.
I do too.
Like nice or mean?
I've never done the nice first one.
It could be like you're DMing Kevin Durant being like, oh, you got this, bro. Like, sit like that. Like, just think about it.
I think nice is almost more embarrassing.
Yeah, it
nice
is.
Well, that's mine.
I have to Giannis. I mean, great scouting by me. June 21st, 2014, I DM'd Giannis on Twitter. You are a young star in this league and only getting better. But best thing is you are modest and a good person.
That was not the flex you thought it was.
And I said, I know that this isn't a flex. And then I said, hey, I'm a huge fan of you. Can I get a response? It's my birthday. It wasn't my birthday. Sup, sliding into your DMs. Have a huge fan. Happy birthday. And then I would always try to become friends with like practice or like backup receivers on the Giants.
Is he even good at this point?
Did it ever work?
He was barely good. I was like, legitimately unbelievable scouting. It was
he was bad at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, he was drafted in the first round.
But he was super skinny.
He would always tweet like smoothies. I was like, this guy's got something.
Oh, wait. When he first got drafted, he sucked. Like,
yeah, he was super skinny, didn't know how to shoot, didn't know how to do anything.
I saw something.
Now, have you ever gotten a response?
No.
From anybody?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Until, like, once you reach this stage, it doesn't really matter. It's not as.
The stage is weird doing it because now, like, they know, a lot of people are friends with these athletes.
Yeah.
So it's, like, not as cool anymore.
Pre that,
I probably have sent a DM to, like, let's go. It's, like, happy after a win or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It's really gay, but the point is, like, I've tweeted that out before, that screenshot, so I'm not ashamed to do that.
Yeah, but we're starting with Marty, and Marty, you want those DMs that you sent to athletes out in the public, or do you want people to know who you've jerked off to from your real life?
I've never done that, so I guess my...
That's a lie.
Swear I'm a...
I've never done that either.
My life.
That's
you've
weird.
Never thought... No, you've. It's never crossed your head, somebody you know?
No.
Oh, yeah, sure, but...
You guys fucking a photo of them.
No.
I wasn't thinking that. It's like when you're in, like, middle school, maybe early high school, like, super horny days.
I don't have a
eat
weird...
something.
I'm not... I just not... I don't got that horny brain. I don't... I'm
too busy doing Stomp the Yard with your friends
I find more funny things in my head all day. I told you, that's why I live in my own world. I don't really have much else going on besides what I'm... Only thing what I want to think about.
So
I guess I'll go...
The DMs?
I'll go DMs.
Dana?
DMs. I mean, I can't think of a specific time that I've really done that.
You haven't jerked off? just physically.
Who in your life have you jerked off to?
I have actually have a funny story when I was like first started jerking off. Yes. Remember the video games, the 2K,
like, the video games.
College Hoops 2K? Yeah.
How old are you?
Pixelated.
7th grade, the
pixelated cheerleaders.
Oh, I was coming to the moon with those.
Only on screen for like 2 seconds.
I know, but once you got them,
you'd unwrap your dick and then play.
Exactly, yeah.
Just pause and just went.
Unleash the noose around your penis.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think the... One of the more embarrassing DMs I've sent is to George Kittle. I was like, okay, this is while I'm working at Barstool. I'm like, okay, he knows me. He knows Barstool. And he never answered. I was like asking for a little shout out. My girlfriend's a Niners fan. So I was like, any chance I can get a video? No response.
George Kittle responded to me when I was just talking to him about the Halo series.
Yeah, so that one kind of hurt.
Halo lore. Yeah,
what's cooler to talk about? Some dude want to talk about Halo or someone being like, yo, make a video for me.
Make
a video for me. Hello. Make one. Yeah.
I did the whole, like, hey, hope you're well.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you did all of that?
Yeah.
Oh, it is four whole words.
He is a bad guy. If you're watching, George.
That is tough because George is, like, friends with everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's a little embarrassing.
That one hurts.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
You're not very good with the celebrities.
I'm not. Because I'm not, like, a cool person. I'm there's people that know how to handle it. I'm not cool. You think you're cool. You think you're the fucking
man. I do not think I'm cool at all.
You do.
You were trying to force him to admit he has a big dick. I feel like Marty's not being right here.
I don't think I'm cool at all. You just think because I could talk to someone like that, you think that I think I'm
cool. Yeah, bro. You're so cool, bro. Like, you go up to people and you like talk to them. Like, such a cool way.
Dana, you're the funniest guy in the world.
Yeah, Dana, you're being harsh on yourself. You're a cool guy.
Never on purpose.
Yeah. Rudy.
I actually like always felt weird about like jerking off to like someone that I'm not sexually involved in. I felt like that was like some...
So wait, you would only jerk off to your girlfriends?
I would jerk off to professionals.
Mm-hmm. You're not sexually involved with them.
Yeah.
I meant like if they're not a porn star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In real life.
I wouldn't jerk off to like...
They didn't sign up for that world.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. They didn't sign off on that.
Shouldn't have worn what she wore.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I've also never DM'd an athlete. So mine's just...
Ever?
I don't think I have.
You ever DM'd like a hockey player?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And so I don't... It's tough for me, but if it were the case, I guess I would probably not want the, like, you know, you walking by like someone in like accounting, and it's just like a thing that's just like, oh yeah, I jerked off to you.
That would be the hottest fucking accounting.
Yeah, you know.
Fair enough. All right, Francis.
I think that most of the, I guess, people in my life, to Rudy's point, that I grew out of that. I think that was something where, like, when I was a young kid and I was horny all the time, I'd see a girl's thong pop out of her pants in history class and have to go to the bathroom and do something about it.
Jerk off in school?
No, I would write on the walls, kill her, she's impure, death to her, etc. No, I don't know. And but then you switch to porn. I don't even think I'm thinking about the people because it wouldn't be enough anymore.
It's more the inspiration to the act.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a distant young kid thing in my life. I've definitely DM'd famous people and, you know, wouldn't want, it's not that I wouldn't want it to come to light. It's just like I've either been ignored or...
Dave reads them out on Barstool.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And so that's more embarrassing. So I'm going to go with the DMs.
Good. All right, Nick.
I don't have any DMs to athletes.
You could say famous people. Would that make change anyone's?
Yeah.
And I also was going to say you could maybe qualify porn stars as athletes. Some of them are extreme athletes.
Pretty, very athletic.
Yeah.
I think we could change it to famous.
Like, Adriana Chechnik is like Travis Pastrana.
She broke her back. Yeah. Like, not
doing it. Not even doing porn.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling. Like my Instagram DMs. Damn.
Is there any to like a famous person where you
never thought about like Hines Ward? Like, hey.
But what would I like? What's the end goal?
It's nothing. Just hyped up after a win.
I once jerked off when I was a kid to a drawing I did of a naked girl.
I did that too.
I drew a naked girl and I jerked off to from what I'd imagine. Like, I had nothing. I was like looking at a picture of a real naked girl drawing it. No, that's not true. I was drawing it from memory.
Dude, I made like a Dennis Reynolds like drawing.
Yeah.
Of a girl where it's just the most impossible bimbo that's ever existed.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, if I could have drawn well,
yeah,
I would have done that.
But I've never really jerked off to like any. Buddy that didn't deserve it.
Wasn't asking for it.
Yeah. Right. So I guess DMs.
DMs. Tommy?
I mean, I just read all my DMs. I'd go with the... I mean, I think it's weird to jerk off to pictures of people you know, but definitely in high school, sometimes someone you know crosses your mind. I mean, you'd rather that not be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with that.
The DMs. The DMs is going to move on. Oh, my God.
Dude, the
God.
DM thing, I'll even... Wow.
Fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Looking good, bro.
Nice. Well, I looked at myself in the screen. I didn't like what I saw, so I had to switch it up.
You want to hike up the pants anymore?
Yeah, get them really up on...
That makes it look like I got a good dick.
Oh, right, I just... Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, it looks good.
Dan is a handsome guy.
So do you like...
We're going back to the dick.
You just did.
I kind of started it.
Yeah.
When, like, let's say, like, you know, first date with your current girlfriend, is there, like, a heads up you give?
Sign a waiver?
I was very self-conscious for a while, and I was like, I don't know.
I mean, you could avoid a girl seeing it flaccid for a little bit.
I should not be. I mean, it's not like always inside me. It's like
maybe now he's thinking about
20% of the time. I don't know. Like if I'm standing up, walking around, I
comes out
a little 1-2.
It walks
goes,
you.
It just goes down real a lot.
When I'm sitting in it.
Yeah, it just.
I mean, what are your dicks? Are your dicks like?
I think that if you lost some weight, right, that wouldn't be the case.
Nope. It's always been small, brother.
No, but inside you?
For as long as I can remember, yes.
Even when you didn't have a big gut?
Yeah. I had it for, you know, actually, I shouldn't, I don't know.
Is it any?
Maybe it was a little better back in high school.
Hmm.
I'm not embarrassed of it anymore. It's
clearly.
Again, I think it's... I gotta stop. I gotta stop before I go. You know,
you know you're gonna keep going.
I know.
Turning to him as if it's not.
Because I usually have to tell him to stop.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America, and once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry. You name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
The next up, 8 seed versus 9 seed. 8 seed is Snapchats that you've sent to girls you like. Which is, if you ever dated in the Snapchat age, you've probably sent some stuff where it's, I don't know. It's embarrassing if the world were to see it. Versus the number 9 seed, your Xbox Live party chat log. So everything you've ever said on Xbox like Live or PlayStation.
The audio, not the text?
I think text would almost be worse. Because I feel like the inflection, a context of whatever.
But it's just, but even it's like
the recordings of things you've
worst,
said.
The worst, whichever one of those things is worse in your mind. It could be that. So the like everything you said, Xbox, PlayStation Live, like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you this time, Tommy. Which one of these is worse to you?
I think the Xbox is worse. The Snapchat. I was never a big Snapchatter. Sure, some things that you know, especially as a teenager, are cringy. But I mean, God, as an 11-year-old, I mean, you're on there with your kid, you're causing havoc. So I'll go with the Xbox Live being worse.
Xbox Live.
Snapchat is so embarrassing because you try to look hot.
Yeah.
You're doing a joke. Like, you're trying to put your face out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going Snapchat.
Snapchat.
You never want, as a man, you should never want to be caught trying to look hot.
It should be effortless.
I don't know if I'm too old, but I missed Snapchat.
Yeah.
Missed it. It wasn't a part of my life.
Even
we were at the tail end of it.
Yeah, now it's like you don't even get numbers. So you get their Snapchat.
It became way more popular.
Younger generation.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Imagine being
all my little cousins are like only Snapchat.
Sent a message to Shakira. I sent a message to Shakira.
What'd you say?
You in the city tonight?
She didn't answer that?
No. Holy shit.
Y'all DM a celebrity.
Worse than what you guys are talking about. I've had this happen. I've had ongoing, this is gonna sound like a humble brag, but I promise it's not. I've had ongoing conversations with celebrities that were going well, and then I said something that caused them to start ignoring me.
That's a dangerous
crazy
thing.
Yeah.
John Mayer, I was going back and forth with him, and it was going really well. And then I said I did like the overreach.
It's a thing though. It's like when you first text somebody, like you're nervous about texting when you're younger. Yeah. It's like you're asking your friend, should I say this? That's what with John Mayer. It's like
I did the same thing with John Mayer.
You gotta play it right.
He went.
I did that with. I was crushing it with John Mayer. He followed me. He said we're fast friends.
Wow.
And then I said something later, and he put me back into the toothpaste back in the tube.
He still follow you?
He still follows me. Right,
that's good.
That's fine.
He followed my Sharon left me like the TikTok account for a very long time. He's apparently, and this is what Ryan Phillippe told me, like they have like this big group chat with like other celebrities where they all like share memes and shit. And he followed me for like years, like two years or something like that. And then one day I got super drunk at a wedding and I just DM'd him like, fucking, when's the next time you're in New York, dude? I'll catch your concert. And he unfollowed me like a week later. Like it was.
I'll catch your concert.
Yeah.
Imagine like the guy posting like those gross TikToks. Like he would never want you at his concert. Yeah.
Exactly. It's even worse that it's like, it was a faceless account. Like,
right.
It's
right.
Like, ugh. It makes me like my face turn red even just thinking about it. Sorry. So, Francis.
I don't know where we are.
Xbox chat log versus those early Snapchats.
Unfortunately, neither of these things have any relevancy to me.
You can abstain if you want.
Well, okay. Then, yeah, I'll do that.
One abstain.
Yeah, I was definitely slinging it on Snapchat. Mine, if they came out, it would literally be the meme of like, my Snapchats were just like the kid that was like, no, you're so hot, don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
That was like, mine would just be a whole mosaic of that.
Yeah.
And then a few penises mixed in. So
have you sent pictures of your dick?
Yeah.
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 I think I only did once.
You could just look at Rudy. He's you're in like, you're a dick. You're probably triple digits.
I would have thought the opposite though, because the hotter you are, the less you have to push market. I would assume like it's all pull. Like you're,
they also want to see your penis. I mean, I didn't like revel in it. It was always sort of like, oh God, because it's just bizarre and like, I wasn't like taking pictures of my dick and being like, oh man, this is a banger. You know, it's like not fun to do.
But still, how many pics?
You got to take like a bunch of angles to make sure.
I feel like Rudy takes them just like for his own, just for fun. Like just for his own. Like this is art. I'm making art tonight.
You've definitely did like every single time though, you've done more than one take, like to make sure it looked
100%.
Like
picture of Dana's dick and you're just like, what is that in the background? Is that a cell?
Yeah.
Is that
an amoeba? Yeah. Is that an electron?
How do you take this?
Yeah. Is this under a microscope? And then my Xbox Live, like, this is gonna sound lame, but I didn't like, my friends were wild as fuck.
Yeah,
I probably did say some wild shit, but I can't recall anyone's where, because I always was very conscious of like getting in trouble. So even then, like, I was like, this is gonna be like recorded on a database somewhere. So I always was like very conscious of that.
You know, you're sending dick pics over Snapchat. Right? That is 100% on a database somewhere.
Yeah, but like that to me is like
they disappear in 6 seconds.
But even then, it's just like. It's like two people just like it's between two people versus like saying like wildly hateful like shit on Xbox Live has like
I never had the game to back it up. I suck at video games.
Yeah, Nick, you see me play video games. I didn't really either.
You're the worst in the world. Yeah,
no, I'm not. I'm pretty good. You just play weird games, and then whenever you come over, you pick the game that you're really good at. But whatever. And so, yeah, I guess I would rather not have my Snapchats go out there because my Xbox Live wasn't too bad. I don't think.
All right. Dana?
Probably Snapchat. I wasn't like a dickhead on Xbox Live. I was kind of like, I didn't, you know, I wasn't spewing hateful shit. Snapchat, there's a lot, you know, the beauty of it is it disappears. So you think you're safe, you know? Say whatever that's you want. You can say some.
Yeah. It's real racist.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
You should.
It's a picture of Dana's dick, but it's a video and he's just saying slurs in the background.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'd say Snapchat just because I was in the age where you used it a lot and just mostly for pictures, not really like texting each other, but I don't know. It's probably a lot of embarrassing, cringy shit in there. So I would definitely say that.
And you're like, it's like you were saying, like, you dolled yourself up a little bit. Like, you made sure you had the best angle.
I did the classic, like, not attractive half face photo. You know, like, you just wear your half your face.
Yep. The Jeff D. Lowe.
I was about to say, that's a Jeff D. Lowe special.
This is always half his face every time.
I would try to, like, flex this muscle so it popped a little bit, like like the trap a little bit coming out. I'd be like, oh, let's get a little bit of this in there. Yeah. At a right angle with a shadow, looks great. It's embarrassing. Marty.
I wasn't big Snapchat. I'd probably say Xbox Live. Not for like hateful stuff, just like you sound like such a loser on there. Especially when you're trying hard at a game, or like when you get a little tantrum, you get pissed when one of your friends kills you. Or because I was really bad at Call of Duty, but I was good at Rainbow Six. For some reason, I loved that game, but I was so bad at Call of Duty. And you had to, if you wanted friends, you had to play video games.
The only way you could socialize.
Yes, exactly. Because then if you weren't part of like their Xbox, because all they were talking about at school the next day was the Xbox Live party. Yeah. But yeah, probably the Xbox Live.
God, what a time to be alive.
You ever play 3-on-3 NHL Arcade?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Great game. I played that for
a long time.
Think of how many days I've lost.
Coming home from high school and just booting up the Xbox for 8 hours was incredible.
Oh, my God.
They have this feature, like a Netflix watch party you could do on via Xbox Live, and we did a ton of that, too.
Nothing was better than playing it before homework, too.
Dude.
Like, kind of cool.
Just filibuster forever.
None of this was my reality.
Yeah.
Never played a video game?
I played video games, but I always had to, like, earn it.
Mm. It was like a social thing. Like, you'd just chill with your boys.
Yeah, on the weekends.
For hours.
During the week, you know, it just wouldn't have flown for me to, like, come home and play video games before homework.
It was the inverse. My parents had to earn it for me to even raise a finger to do homework.
Mm. Makes sense. You went to Harvard. We all, worked out.
What can I say?
We should have studied, I guess, before Xbox.
Here we all are talking about Dana's dick.
Who really won?
Exactly. We all won.
All right. He didn't. I mean,
no.
Almost.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Dana didn't win.
Losing.
Yeah, he's the biggest loser, and I don't mean from the show. The literal biggest loser.
And the fattest. Pretty decently fattest.
Now we have as the Snapchat pictures go on. We have the number 1 seed versus 16 seed chain game. We can do the chain game first. We have a couple from Tommy right off the bat. The raps you wrote when you called yourself Reese the Rapper.
Reesey the Rapper. Yeah, when I was like 9, I tried to become a rapper, as one does. And I wish I could actually find them, but not that they were like, wasn't dropping N-bombs or something in my raps, but like, you know, there were raps as a kid that I was Reese the Rapper.
Why Reese? You wrote Reese.
Well, it was spelled R-E-E-S-E, but it's
pronounced like the wrong people pronounce Reese's?
Yes.
Reese, okay.
Reese the Rapper.
Why were you Reese?
It just occurred to me that the N-word is so bad that when we say N-bomb, it's bigger than nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like everyone knows you're not talking about nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Well, you remember that Trump where he's like, you can't say the N-word, not that one. And he was talking about nuke.
Yeah.
That was all time. He actually clarified that. That was hilarious.
Say the A-bomb. Some people.
Nobody's talking about the atomic bomb anymore.
Yeah. A video of you eating pussy.
Doesn't exist. I just meant like I feel like that I was in my head. It's like, all right, a video of you having sex is something you wouldn't want out there, but I feel like a video of you eating pussy would be even worse.
Yeah.
From like the girl's angle.
Your beady eyes.
Ass up.
Illuminated by the light like it's a cat.
Yeah. You said to be specific.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you were.
My boy Cleveland was eating ass once, and the girl took his phone. And
you live in Quahog?
My boy Cleveland Gaines, he's a coal miner. Yeah. He was eating ass once, and the girl took his phone and sent a video of him eating ass to us in a Snapchat group.
That's hilarious.
And I just have the picture. But like the look of him getting caught,
he actually doesn't look like he minds that he got.
No. And so we send it to him all the time.
Oh, she's got her underpants.
The underwear, yeah.
He pulls him to the side.
Boy, Cleve.
My my friend in college. He got walked in on. He had fallen asleep eating.
Put on your headphones. So we got a Gooch story coming up.
My friend fell asleep eating this girl's pussy, and she did too. So he's just asleep, face first in muff, and his roommate walked in and just has a full narration of, oh, goddamn, you fell asleep in the box. And it's like one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. God. And he's like snoring into her vagina. Oh,
that's hilarious.
Jesus Christ. After the video of Tommy Smokes eating pussy, there's a picture of your nipples.
Yeah, I don't like my nipples.
Hate my nipples.
I hate your nipples.
Yeah,
I don't like yours either.
Yeah, my nipples.
I'd go in.
Inverted nipples.
Yeah.
Mine are like
everything on you is inverted, huh?
Except his asshole.
Yeah. It's a prolapsed asshole nonstop.
That's my party trick.
That's your party trick, you always say.
And it pops out real quick.
Making your nipples hard is your party trick?
Yep. Dana is entirely ready for a swim meet, except for his gigantic belly.
Yeah. He's aerodynamic.
Very sleek. You're an otter.
I'm like a manatee. After that, we have your true sexual orientation.
I don't know who put that in there.
Everybody knows.
Your personal rating of your female coworker's niceness.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Never want that out there.
Yeah, that one should have stayed in the chamber.
Yeah.
keep that in the chamber. That was a top-heavy list.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Sad songs that hype you up. That's Marty's.
Yeah.
You have a sad song that hypes you up?
All sad. Before I did like any sporting event I went to, I would listen to sad songs.
Like what?
Time. I had one specific one I need to remember, but like...
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Where'd You Go by Fort Minor.
Bring Me to Life.
It's a song by Keane. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I like to sing songs. Like that's why like I don't remember a lot of raps because they're so fast and stuff, and I like them, but I like to sing, like a Harry Styles song or something. I love Harry Styles.
What about like
what's a song where it's like
you guys sing into the mirror as you're like getting ready, brushing your teeth and stuff?
I don't really listen. No. That's also
I have music on constantly.
I don't.
I have YouTube videos on constantly.
Singing the Fray before
Fray.
Ugh.
I used to.
It was on there.
Oh, the Fray was on there. Ugh. Yes, like one of those. That would get me. I could run through a brick wall.
After How to Save a Life,
one of the worst bands ever.
No way.
Terrible.
I mean, they had staying power for about 5 years.
Yeah, they're from Denver. I hate it.
Are they really?
When you say you have YouTube videos on, like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
just watching, you know, like white stuff, like you know, Marxist theory stuff like that.
That's about right.
Yeah. No, I just like throwing YouTube videos about like.
I'm not pretending.
Whatever pops up, like,
yeah, like I know what that is.
About like particle colliders and regular stuff.
Just fucking watch Entourage, man.
Oh, like, I did that.
Put something on.
I did that.
Highlight.
But you can't bring the TV. You can't bring the TV into the bathroom.
You can watch this on YouTube though, like in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, that's why I just watch everything. I'm an iPad kid. I constantly have to have a video playing on something.
Franz Ferdinand. I always liked
Prince Ferdinand was good.
He was really assassinated.
That's fair.
28th.
Yeah.
After that, dating Rhea.
Oh, no. Tommy, is that you?
No, that was me.
That was Marty.
that was
really good. When he sent me his list, I immediately laughed out loud. That was really funny.
That one should have probably stayed public, not public.
Your social security number. Well, everyone's replied with that. I don't know what the fuck I would do with another person.
If I had somebody's number. I don't know what I'd do.
Yes,
even my worst enemy's social security number, I would have no clue what to do.
Last week, this guy got a random text message said, give me $200. And he said, fuck your face. And his next one was his social security number.
What?
It was like, oh, all right. I should have said that. But yeah, I don't know what you do with it. Like, I don't know how it was Ernie, by the way.
But the people that want it know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not want it out there at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that you can really.
Oh, you can really ruin someone's life.
Really ruin.
It's like.
So here's our full options again. The raps you wrote as Reese the Rapper as a kid, a video of Tommy Smokes eating pussy, a picture of Tommy Smokes' nipples, Tommy Smokes' sexual orientation, the personal rating of your female coworker's niceness, sad songs that hype you up, dating Rhea, social security number. Tommy, you go first.
Well, I mean, I assume we all have a document where we've rated our female coworkers' niceness, and the idea of that got out there, let's say on like LinkedIn or on Twitter,
your birthday.
Yeah, on your birthday, like you just got back from Vegas or something, that could, you could maybe get fired for that. Yeah, maybe you're the HR guy even.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about stew.
I was I was just like, what are we talking about?
This
was
the head of talent recruiting, I'm pretty sure.
I thought that
Stu do something about
rate them on hotness.
Yeah.
what is nice? Oh, like kindness.
Yeah, but it I think is worse.
I thought niceness meant like, oh, she's nice. Like, I thought it meant hotness.
Oh, I literally just like,
oh, no. Sorry. I meant kindness.
Like saying hello to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Basically. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll go with that one.
You go with that one. Nick?
So I was on the playground 8th grade, and there was this kid in 7th grade who was trying to be a rapper. And he had one tape, and I took it. And I didn't see that kid until I got hired at Barstool, and he was my coworker. And so my first day at Barstool, I brought KB his tape as I gave it to him. Yeah. It was his mixtape called Steam Room, and it
That's
was
a good name.
He was the rapper Bay Tree Monkey. He lived on the street Bay Tree Monkey, spelled like Monkee.
Of course.
Okay. And the cover was like he had a piece of flannel cut out and taped to the tape case, the cassette case, and then the 3D sprite of 50 Cent from the Get Rich or Die Tryin' video game with his head over top. I gave it to him, and we tried to put it in a tape player, and then it ate the tape immediately.
Oh, damn, I would have loved to hear that.
I think it's sitting. The tape is still sitting by Big T's desk.
Mm-hmm.
That was Destiny saying that you don't want those raps out there. That's embarrassing. But you are a kid, and kids are embarrassing.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Tommy, though. I think everyone tried to rap.
Everybody's
like, tried to rap.
In the shower, at least, like I've tried to make a rap.
Everybody tried to rap, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what were. Can you run through really quick?
Yeah, the raps, the video of Tommy eating pussy.
Video of Tommy eating pussy would embarrass the fuck out of me.
Let me answer.
Of you eating pussy.
Honest question, is it ass up for you?
Is what?
When you eat pussy, are you ass up?
I ass up?
Yeah. No, I don't mean are you getting your pussy eat. I mean, like, when you eat pussy, is your ass up?
No, he's laying on his stomach and his feet are up in the air and they're like, crossed.
Yeah, they're crossed.
I was thinking he's doing like, this.
Yeah, he's doing
this. Yes, go. I'm ass up.
Yeah.
Let me pretend. You want to do a diagram?
You want me to be the pussy?
Yeah, be the pussy.
I'd rather. No.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, that's going to be dumb.
So you're going with the video of Tommy eating pussy?
Yeah.
Francis?
Social security number.
Social security number is part of the logical answer. Though. Or it's not this. That's not
this. What would you least want out in public? Yeah. And for me, it's social security number.
Social security number, Rudy?
Yeah, social security number would be something that derails your life for months on end, is completely detrimental, a huge nightmare. That pales in comparison to a video of Tommy eating pussy, so I'm going with Tommy eating pussy.
Can you apply for just a new social security number if you know yours got like leaked or something? Like,
no,
is it
no idea?
This might be a stupid question. Can't you just, if you try hard enough, if you're like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but like, can't you find someone's social security number if you like input every single number possible?
One in like trillion.
Yeah,
but you need to have their
person's thing. Can't you just figure it out?
No.
Eventually,
no. You find like a bunch of people's random social security numbers.
You'll probably find.
No, but you're saying, but like.
Finding some one person's individual.
Yeah, and you dedicated your life to
it. I mean, dude, it's. It's how many digits? It's 5, 9, 9 digits, 9 factorial,
8 digits. Saying you could
Is it?
No, nine digits. Nine digits.
Yeah, it was four, two, three.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it looks sorry.
It would be.
That was dumb.
I
mean,
I don't know what nine factorial. Super.
Okay, buddy.
I had possibly high.
I get you. No,
it's
believe not.
Me. It's
I
a possibly high number.
Many of those thoughts. It, that nine. Are come nine out.
I didn't really mean what I said either.
I know. You just forgot what you were going to say.
Forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, I know.
Nine factorial is 362,880.
Way more than that.
And I feel like that wrong is wrong too.
Of that probably.
Yeah.
It's nine to the ninth
times nine combination nine digit spots.
Yeah, oh, it's dumb. Doing it the dumb. Nine times eight times seven way. That's
I apologize.
Reversed. We'll figure it out later. So Dana, your pick for the chain.
Social security number.
Social security number.
Yep.
Marty.
Mine's Tommy's nipples.
Oh,
I hate them so much.
Yeah, they're bad.
They really make me upset.
Okay.
Can we see?
No, no.
I really want to see now.
Like see they're dick. Gross, dude.
No. Are they gross, Tommy?
Yes.
Have you seen?
I've seen your nips.
See my fucking nips.
I've seen your nipples on the beach, but I was too distracted by the long ass chain that you wear.
That's why I do.
That chain that wears it's crazy. You tuck it into your pants.
That's the one.
You
thing
said you didn't. You say you got that when you were like a kid too. Like
yeah. Oh, I graduated high school.
Was it St. Augustine?
St. Mary.
St. Mary.
What if we move the camera off you? Can you just show us?
My nipples will not.
Imagine being that St. Mary medallion and you're just like grazing against Tommy's pubes every day.
Pull out the necklace.
A twist of fate.
It's too long.
That's really long.
Long.
It's almost down to your belly button.
You wear your shirt when you're fucking.
No.
That would be the loudest sex session of all time.
I have to take it off when I'm.
Yeah.
You keep your shirt on when you fuck?
Depends. I mean, ideally. It goes off sometimes.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. The 9 foot long chain is staying on when we have sex. All right, Gucci, you're breaking the tie. The video of Tommy Smokes eating pussy or the social security number?
Is it specifically Tommy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought in my head it's just a video of you eating pussy.
Yeah, but it's you.
You said Tommy.
I didn't say.
I said Tommy because I'm imagining.
I know Tommy says like yum after.
Oh, yeah, you know,
tasty.
I feel like.
I'll take seconds,
this
please.
This is some good pussy.
Yeah, he definitely slaps his hand and is like.
No.
I'm DeVise. Yeah.
No, not the licking the fingers. No.
Chow time.
He tucks a napkin in his shirt.
I was going to say, yeah, he puts a fib on.
Oh, yeah. That hit the spot.
To undo his belt.
Blood on burp.
That was some good pussy.
I mean, the more you guys go on, the more I want to see it. So I guess I have to go Social Security.
Social Security number is just going up on what I'm assuming all of you know is the number one seed search history. Just your full search history. Could be good. And I don't even think porn would be the worst part. Could be way worse stuff. And we'll start with you, Marty.
Yeah, I think more.
What was that? Like somebody's throwing a ball out.
Okay. So search history versus Social Security number was the matchup.
Probably search history because of the not even like weird shit, just stupid things that I've really looked up. Like, especially when I think I'm sick, what I think I have and stuff. Like, I give myself cancer like 45 times. So, yeah, probably search history.
One for search history, Dana.
Dana's going to be like, where's my penis? Yeah.
I ever told a story about when I called my mom about after porn, when I saw some porn?
No.
Oh, I think.
Ray tell.
I feel like I've heard.
I want to hear it.
I don't know why this reminded me of it. I was jerking off.
The Puss Complex.
And I got a pop-up or something, and it was like something along the lines of like, we know where you are or something. The address and shit. I was freaking out.
Well, I'm calling a lawyer.
Boner went away. Called my mom and I was like, Mom, I gotta tell you something. Like, I've never talked to her before about jerking off. This was probably when I was 23.
Dana!
No!
Dana!
Like 14?
No.
22,
23 after college. I was like, Mom, I don't know who else to talk to. Like, what do I do?
There's so many other people to call.
But like, you had to be at your bet of the game by then. How did you not know that? Did you think there were local MILFs in your area?
I don't know. It was something. It was a pop up that scared the shit out of me. It was like not
your
normal.
Penis.
And she's like, you don't gotta worry, honey.
What would even the prosecution be? Watching porn?
I don't know. Maybe
I
clicked
didn't even
on
have
something
to tell
illegal.
Her you were jerking off. You could have just been like,
pop
hey,
mom, I got a
weird
pop up.
Yeah.
It was.
You said you were jerking off to porn.
Dana described the video.
What was her response?
She's like the nicest lady in the world. She's like, it's, you,
Don't worry, honey.
You got nothing to worry about.
You at your house? Well, is that why you called
your
her?
Your phone up. What?
You at your?
Oh, is that my apartment?
What? That's insane,
dude. That's crazier.
It was one of those moments where I didn't know who to talk to. I had no one to turn to.
Your friend? So maybe if you were that worried, I'd call my friend before my mom.
I would.
It was like I have a seconds to decide what happens before the police knock up on my door. That's how I was thinking at the moment.
I would have grounded you as a 24-year-old for simply thinking that that was an issue, not even watching porn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know why that popped in my head when I searched history.
Why didn't you call that friend that like abused you and left you in a marsh face down with your pants off?
Shout out Flip.
Flip.
Yeah, that's what that's what he did to you when he found you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out Flip.
Yeah. Now we're looking for a dick to suck. Yeah.
Search history.
Search history.
What's the opposite of search history? The social security. No, I meant like, what's it going against?
Found present time.
No, I don't care about the search history thing. I think that it's like one of those things where like everyone's is sort of weird. I mean, some people, if you're like a criminal, I guess it would be pretty rough, or if you're on like the dark web, but I don't do that, so I don't care. I don't give a fuck about my search history. It's like whatever. Everyone is on the internet searching weird shit, you know, whatever. I don't give a fuck about that. So Social Security is way worse.
Social Security, Francis?
This is trickier than I would have thought. Mm-hmm. I'd be more embarrassed, obviously, by my search history. But my... I'm trying to think if there's any way I have stuff in my search history that could potentially ruin my life more than having my Social Security number out there. Mm. I know I've looked up like gay sex.
That's so embarrassing, man.
And I don't think
I can never let that out there.
I don't
think
I'm embarrassed at all by that. You know,
yeah, that's,
I
mean?
Why'd you look up gay sex?
Because I was curious. I didn't know how it was done.
I feel like it's very it's black and white.
There's only one. Well, I mean,
that's one variation.
Like, I don't think it's as. I think you're oversimplifying
it either. I don't get it. I have never looked it up, but I don't get. I don't understand.
Yeah,
I feel like it just go. You know,
have you ever watched anal sex?
You men really love you.
Women.
Dana probably.
I didn't know about things like tops and bottoms until like right. 5 years ago.
I didn't know that till like Pat was telling me something.
Top just the dick and bottoms the takes it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they could just
Dana would watch gay sex like on porn, and then he would get a pop up saying you're gay, and he'd be like, "Well,
mom,
he calls mom and come out."
Yeah,
I didn't realize it.
Yeah, I think I've probably looked up. I don't think I've ever looked up like how to make a bomb.
That's good. That's huge. Think?
Now that you said that, I feel like you did. I don't know.
I have. I don't know. I might have.
Yeah.
It's possible that I have. Just out of like a morbid curiosity.
I've looked up so many atomic bombs before. Just like reading through atomic test bomb history because it's just interesting.
No, I meant like bombs you can make at home.
Yeah, no, that I never did.
Do you remember that thing called The Works that you could make a bomb real easy?
No.
It was just like this toilet bowl cleaner called The Works. And you poured it into a 2 liter, and they just put a...
I don't think you should keep saying
that. You just put aluminum foil in it, and...
No, yeah, you ever do a chlorine bomb? Like,
yeah.
Put mailboxes, and it would blow up?
Yeah.
You
were gassing people?
No, it's just like the...
It was so loud.
A chlorine bomb was electric.
Yeah.
You used to do it a lot.
You're a serial bomber.
I was doing it every night.
I was a serial bean baller.
A lot of people I know, growing up in Maine, people, this is what kids did.
Yeah.
Blew shit
they'd
up.
Like, the axe bombs, they'd like...
Oh yeah,
start like fires and shit. It would just make it was guys I knew, kids I knew were like we were nuts.
All my friends made potato cannons.
Oh yeah,
cannons are cool.
A potato cannon is like a legitimate.
It's a weapon.
Weapon.
Yeah,
Marty, you were bean balling.
I would bean ball.
What is bean ball?
You put wet beans in saran wrap. And you throw it, and it's like the 4th of July beans.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
It's awesome. I did it to a toga party.
Sounds like
once.
The beginning of a Pixar movie.
I've told the story. Remember I told the toga
you told
party?
The mixtape.
Yeah, okay. Where the mom ended up getting punched in the face on accident. Yeah.
Hey, what?
We got invited to a toga party, and me and my friends beanballed all of our other friends in togas and smashed them, like, chest, face. Oh, and then we went around the block, came in, and was like, holy shit, what the fuck happened? They're like, and I was like, oh, I think it was this guy, this one kid. And then they called him, being like, what the fuck's wrong with you? He brought 30 people. People started fighting. Mom got clocked on accident. Oof. Yeah, bad stuff.
All from beanballing.
But speaking of bombs, I used to give classes also on like pressure cookers and
I forgot it used to be like a defense contractor.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Like I had to give classes on like, this is what a pressure cooker is. Like, if you see this, don't go near it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I just watched the Boston Marathon bombing documentary, which was really interesting. And one of the things I didn't know about that was that there was a theory that they'd had a lot of help because the bombs they made were kind of sophisticated. Anyway, they were making pressure cooker bombs.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go with internet search history.
Internet search history. Nick?
Yeah, that would be really embarrassing just because I look up, if there was a calculator history, I add up very simple addition. I will.
Mine
I can't
would be
do that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. There's some real easy ones.
Yeah. But I'll go search history just because I'll look up some things that are probably common knowledge.
Yeah. Tommy. Yeah.
Search history just for how many times I've Googled myself.
You Google yourself
a lot. A lot. I like to see what the top.
You search yourself.
Tommy smokes hot.
Yeah. Try to just get it into the Google trends.
Tommy smokes normal size chain. All right. So search history is going to move on. On the other side of the bracket, we have the sixth seed. I feel like this was separate from the Snapchat end of it, but just the early messages that you send to a girl, like when you're spitting game, you're at least attempting to like form a relationship with a girl that you like. Because I think those are a little bit different from Snapchat because like that's the whole image dolled up part of it. And that's going up against the number 11 seed, whatever kinks you may have. So anything that may turn you on more than the other thing. Doesn't need to be like fucking bondage stuff, but just like anything that makes you turned on more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Start with you, Tommy.
Yeah, I've been trying to get some kinks. I'm pretty standard. I wish I had like a
tall woman is a kink.
What?
Just trying to, what do you mean you're trying to kick?
I wish I had something. You know, I just fine with regular old sex, but like, yeah, sometimes girls are like, oh, what? It's like, I don't know. Just what do you want to do? No, I just want to fucking have sex. Well, that's it. I don't need to do anything crazy. I just,
he's talking so fast. You definitely have a weird kink.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely don't at all. It's definitely not a weird one at all. Yeah. What was the other one?
The early messages that you send to a girl. Just think about it specifically how differently you speak
to women compared
to guys.
Yeah, I mean, as a guy with no kinks at all. As a guy who does not have any kinks and not any weird ones, it doesn't matter to me, so I'll go with the early spinning game.
The early spinning game.
Gave me furry vibes.
Yeah.
No, I have a guy with no kinks. Tommy, guy with no kinks.
Yeah. I mean, if Tommy were a hose, the water would come out.
Yeah.
Man, if Tommy was a furry, that would blow my shit. Like, I would have no idea.
No, that wouldn't be crazy.
Out of all the people, well, maybe not all the people, but it would be very surprising. But Marty would be crazier maybe because like I don't even think he knows what a furry is.
I was actually about to ask what a furry is.
I think it is because isn't that what drama does? And
yes.
There
you just dress up in furry outfits.
Yeah, and yeah. Fuck each other or sort of. I don't really know.
Seems like that defeats the whole purpose.
You just have a fursona. It's the animal that you see yourself as. You believe you have its spirit.
How am I going to see your boobies though?
Yeah,
you don't have animal titties.
You say I think because you wouldn't know.
It's a fursona.
Yeah,
everybody probably has one if they look deep enough.
You'd probably, if I had to rank furry possible people. Oh no, Kenjack.
Kenjack's one.
I'd probably be up there. I wouldn't blame anyone for thinking it's me.
By far, no.
Let me tell you, one time, Trill Ballins, he went to a conference in Orlando, and he went there right after a furry convention in that same hotel, and when he got to sit on his bed was covered in piss.
It was
like filled to the brim with piss. Like soaked up like a sponge, and he had to like leave and go to a different hotel.
I walked in on a furry convention too.
I've been to a furry convention.
There's conventions?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What?
A little group play.
A lot of these people.
Heard.
See, these people shouldn't like that. Just keep it to yourself.
Hey, they do. They're very insular. Well,
they typically
that sounds like a kink shame.
Kink shame.
Very insular.
I bet you know some, and that you think they're normal, cool people.
Mm-hmm.
That upsets me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't.
So Nick, early messages versus kinks.
I don't have any kinks at all. Early messages, I probably am trying way too hard to be funny.
Yeah,
early messages.
Early messages, Francis.
My kinks are pretty common kinks.
Mm-hmm. You have a really good you have a really really strong fucking really well kink, don't you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You fuck hard and well.
No, I don't really fuck that hard. Not anymore. And I would only ever if someone was like harder. Yeah. And then I'd be like, "Oh, really?" Okay.
Grown.
Mm-hmm. But I think so. It's going to be the early game, yeah, for sure. In fact, I know that sometime when I was a single guy, I would, you know, you'd send a message, you'd be going back and forth with someone, and then you'd find out from one of their friends that they had seen some of the messages you'd mm-hmm. send.
Ah, it's the worst.
And it was just really tough.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, girls like to send each other screenshots of.
Oh, they do.
Of the early messages.
Yeah. It's sort of similar to like the Xbox Live. Like I always operated under the assumption that if something got out, so I wouldn't be that crazy, but
lived in fear. Huh?
Yeah.
Like why did that fear end at Snapchat?
yeah. Yeah, great question.
Because it went away. He finally went away.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
But I wasn't anything like if someone like shared a dick pic of mine, then that's just like a crime. You know what I mean? Like I'd be the victim in that circumstance. So, but it would still just be embarrassing, just like the rapport you have. And then also like my kinks, if they got out there, it would just be embarrassing by like the way my logic works. It'd be like big tits and then it'd be like bigger tits.
Rudy, that's not a kink.
I know what I'm saying. Like it would be.
Rudy's kink is that he loves hot women.
Yeah. So I don't mind with, yeah, I don't have, I'm, yeah, there's a trend going on here, but like, mine wouldn't be that bad, so it would be more embarrassing to have
someone
like,
in this room is lying. Every single person's like, yeah, I don't have any kinks.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of Vore?
No, yeah, I sent this to you.
Voyeur?
Vore, V-O-R-E.
Carnivore kink.
It's a carnivore voyeur. Kink. It's like it's a subsidiary of furry, and it's like they want to be eaten and in the tummy of an animal, yeah. But like they're really turned on by like pressing out of the stomach, and so like the outline of like your face in the stomach.
Okay.
So
like an orc being born.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
Freaky. Yeah, yeah, like an Urukai when they were discovered.
Yeah, the Urukai and Orthanc.
That's a lot of people's first like awakening.
I definitely have I have Vore videos on that I've tweeted before.
It's very funny.
Because
it's just like they'll like Photoshop themselves like or they'll like animate themselves walking down the street and like a wolf will look at them and be like, huh.
That's the one I
pick them up and swallow you whole.
Dude, it's
yeah, this is the internet's fault.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because the people like, oh wow, because you should just keep it to yourself. Now everyone's, oh, you do it too, and now there's conventions.
Well, I think sex has become too accessible online, so they're like, I'm bored with this. I want to be eaten.
It's fucking crazy.
I gotta find this now.
That was the funniest video, dude.
Okay, so, dude, he like whistles at it and he's like, and then the sounds are so fucking gross.
Dude, the one girl you've been posting, Kinjek, that wants to fuck Sasquatch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She walks in on her boyfriend fucking Bigfoot.
And then she's her turn.
Yeah. Instead of getting jealous, she's like, my turn.
Yeah. I got to find some of these Vore ones. Okay, so, Dana.
I don't really have. I mean, you know, the only thing I like when I look up porn. The only thing that really gets me going is fucking Dancing Bear. That's my shit. I don't know if that's a kink.
You know what this is? What is it?
I don't know what this is.
Yes, you do, dude. Oh, it's like the guy that goes stripper. To bachelorette parties and fucks everyone.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
I don't know what this is.
He's got a big bear thing on.
Hey, it's one guy who does this all.
It's like a couple dudes.
We'd be on stream and he would say this. He's like, oh, Marty, you don't know what this is? I'm like, no, I have
dancing
no
idea. Fucking bear, boy. Are you looking it up?
I don't like it.
I'm just finding literal dancing bears.
It's not as weird as you think it is. But I don't even know if you qualify that. Yeah, good, right?
It just looks like a stripper's fucking a bachelorette party, basically.
Yeah, that is what it is. But he's wearing a bear face.
Okay,
the whole time.
But that's not the thing that
he's
gets
fucking
me going.
In the bear face.
Like, when he takes the thing off, the fucking the head off, I'm like, okay, all right, we're good. But that, oh, is that a kink? I don't know.
What's the part that
you
want to
do that?
The bachelorettes.
Uh huh.
Would you want to do that to a bachelorette party?
Yeah. That's a good save. That's a good save, Dana. Good save.
Well, I mean, I think it's fine.
If I was single, yeah.
Would I want to hook up with 19 women and at the same time?
I'd be too intimidated.
Check it out, dude. It's good shit.
Doesn't bear mean
like
anything?
I don't like that. I've seen one of those scenes. I don't like it.
The bear. It's not about the bear for me. But it's
no. But there are a lot of the women are like not enthused.
Bunny Balls loves Dancing Bear too.
That makes sense.
No way.
Dancing Bear.
Oh, is that? I think now I'm thinking about it. The porno where the guy like the bear comes into a room or something.
Yep.
That's my shit.
Keep going.
anyways, that's the only kink, I guess, kink I have. Like, other than that, I'm a pretty
straight
and narrow guy. No, it's not a kind of. He doesn't even needing to wear the fucking thing. I don't care about the bear hat. It's just.
Does it make you laugh? Or is that why? Are you like giggling? And
I don't know how to
dick off to it.
I just felt
Dancing Bear. If you get it, you get it. I know there's a lot of fucking freaks out there that love Dancing Bear. Don't be afraid to admit it.
I've dabbled, Dana. It's pretty
good. Wait, you just dabbled in Dancing Bear? Thank
you. Oh, yeah.
You guys are depraved.
I mean, if you're watching something I haven't heard of before, like, you are in a weird space.
It's not that weird. It's just, it's a funny name, and the bear outfit is, I don't know.
I found the video.
So I'm not going to king shame you, brother.
We've been talking about it for years, so I
know.
It's pretty mild.
It is mild. It's just
more like a bit.
Wait, here. I'm going to send the Gooch. I'm going to send these two on Dropbox because I feel like they deserve
dancing
to be seen.
Bear, and these
is that Dancing Bear you're watching?
No.
Oh, all right.
No.
Watch them clamor.
But anyways, I would say that's – I don't have many kinks. I'm a pretty straight and narrow guy. So I will say the other one.
The other
– Whatever it is.
Early messages to a girl. Yeah. Marty.
Like, I'll tell you if I have a kink. I don't fucking care.
You guys ever watched
I'm liking this over here. Dancing Bear.
See, dude? Look at – which one are you watching?
I don't know if he has a.
He knows all the.
I know all of them.
The exact title is "Dancing Bear." These hoes are out of control. Watch them clamor for the cock.
Lust and clamor. You never want to clamor for the cock.
Coming over.
He's coming over. He's like, I gotta get eyes on that.
Oh. He's zooming in on the dick.
And Erica and. Oh, that's great timing. Erica just walked behind you.
Yeah.
Hey, fucking false advertiser.
Good, you gotta play just the first one. I think the first one of those I just texted you, that is, I think that's enough for everybody. If we can get to that.
No, he's not.
No, he's been in Vegas or in California hanging out with porn stars, which is again par for their
doing the Dancing Bear.
Yeah. All right, now we have the number three seed, the number of times that you've looked at someone's Instagram or Facebook profile, which is you don't want, like, think of the girl that you've looked at most in your entire life that you're not romantically linked with at all. How many times you've looked at that person's profile. And that's going up against 14 seed credit score, which might not apply to all of us, might apply to some of us, but that's something I don't think anyone wants totally advertised.
What are you watching, Nick? What are you watching?
I'm looking at just the covers. It's hilarious.
Covers are very funny.
They have
Nicky Likey.
No, I don't
think I do. But I'm not sure.
So we'll start with you this time, Tommy.
I mean, my credit score is good. I just looked it up for the first time recently.
What is it?
Good? I don't remember what it was, but it was like pretty much as good as it could have been. What
800s?
Yeah, something like
that. Wow. Good for you.
Good job, Tommy.
So I guess by default, I'll go with the Instagram.
The Instagram? Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to – let me check my credit score.
How do I – it was just creditkarma.com.
I just use
– we all do live.
Let's all look it up.
I'm not hard pulling on my credit. They get crazy about that. Which I have a huge gripe with.
I'll say it's the Instagram. I'm pretty happy with my credits.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. It's better than I thought.
I thought yours was bad. You're good.
I know. I had a lot of debt.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's
what you got there.
That's Dana. That's 800 Dana penises.
Nice.
Is it 800?
It's 771 Dana penises.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really
good credit.
773.
Score.
Yeah.
You guys might have both of me beat. I have a pretty high balance right now.
790s right now.
I don't get it, though. I don't understand any of it.
Oh, me either.
I just
either. I don't know
there's
how.
No way.
You know what I do every year? I get my Christmas bonus and I pay off my credit card.
Yep.
Every year.
Gooch, do you have a four video?
What? I pay off mine every
day. I'm going to have to email to. It's going to take a second.
794.
Oh,
gotta find
nice.
That. How do you guys find this?
It's on like your credit card app. Like,
yeah, go to your bank.
It's free. We're not. It's not. It's free credit score
on Credit Karma.
Just go to your bank.
Doesn't checking
account.
Your credit score on Credit Karma lower it?
I think so.
If you're on your own app, it
no. That's a.
I heard that. I heard that stuff.
So that's probably like no one gives a shit about that, right?
Like. What?
It would be embarrassing if it was
bad. Yeah.
But for us, it's like it seems all.
There was that viral TikTok of the dude that opened up his phone. His was 4.
Yeah. That's you can't come back from that.
Your life's over.
Yeah. You got to file for bankruptcy, right?
I don't know what you could do with that.
So which one are you going with, Nick?
Instagram.
Rudy?
Yeah. I mean, my credit score is fine.
Well, so you didn't want to just say yours, so I think that's what.
Well,
you
I don't mean. Even. I don't know how to look mine up, but mine's like in the 7 or 8s. And
that's great.
I mean, if it's 701, it's different than if it's like 800.
Who gives a fuck? And then, but the amount of times I wouldn't feel that much shame about that either. It's like, oh, sorry, I fucking love you. but yeah, that would be more embarrassing objectively.
Dana,
agreed.
I mean, yeah, we all just showed our credit score.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're all on the same page.
774 as well.
Still okay. Shoo, that's doing good.
How does that make you feel? Responsible humans.
Huh? You got the same score as my fat ass.
That was you.
He's got a lot more to take care of, though. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's married.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot going on. Yeah. Live with my girlfriend's parents.
Didn't you get a? Wasn't your Best Buy or something?
Oh, that was a bad.
What happened?
I got a
Buy credit card.
What
is it?
It's really, really high, Tommy. Wow.
When I first graduated college, I bought a laptop from Best Buy, and I'm a sucker, and they were like, "Here's a fuck. You have to get a Best Buy credit card." I'm like, "All right, yeah, fuck yeah." And I just went on a shopping spree, and I haven't paid it off till like last summer, 10 years ago. Maybe. That's the first time I found out what credit cards.
It'd be funny to calculate the interest that you had to pay on that.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. Cause they fuck you on those bad. Yeah. Like it's not even your.
Oh, a GoPro? Card. I'll use this.
Yeah. I don't have to pay it off for a while.
Yeah.
I literally got a GoPro and I used it to film me doing exercises to get a higher vertical.
You should want them higher horizontal.
Oh, no.
Anything.
I did it, and it was like a program. I'm 6'3", and it's like, okay, you can dunk by the end of this. Still couldn't dunk after 2 months.
Hilarious.
You buy the shoes and everything?
Yeah.
The shocks?
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see...
The platforms and everything.
I would love to see the perks on the Best Buy credit card. Like, once a quarter, you can watch one episode of Entourage in the Magnolia section of the local store. Yeah.
Next matchup is the 7 seed. Your camera roll, your entire camera roll, getting out to the public versus the number 10 seed. And this is from you, Tommy. People knowing your deepest insecurity.
Jesus Christ.
I said so your enemies can attack you.
You did include that. I chose to admit it. But we're starting with Marty. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot for that one. Marty, camera roll. Your entire camera roll includes if you have any nudes of you. I feel like you have no nudes ever. Of
no,
you.
I don't.
Yeah.
But how can I have any left? They've all hit every one of them. So I feel like I got nothing else to give.
You could tweet that you donated 100,000 and you'd have 15 people calling you a pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, I could cure cancer. All right, Baldy.
Working here, like, say what you want about the Barstool fans. They're good at finding out what you bought.
Everything.
Yeah.
They're good.
The other day told me my fingernails were too pink.
Like,
Did it bother you?
If they find things about you that you didn't even once think could be.
Yeah. Like, are people looking at that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not much. And I don't really have, I guess if I had default, I guess camera.
Camera roll. Dana?
Camera roll, I definitely got some weird shit in there, for sure. I don't know what, but there's...
A picture of just a mound of flesh. It's like no one can discern anything.
There's some gross shit in there, for sure.
What is in your camera roll?
I just don't delete
screenshots of Dancing Bear video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rudy.
So I worry about like the deepest insecurity. Like I worry that I've repressed them. That like if I saw it and it came out,
that
I'd be like,
"That was kind of what I was thinking." It's like you don't even know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then like I see it, I'm like, "Oh my god!" And then like that's you, and it's like double hit. It's even worse. And then I assume with camera roll, we're talking hidden
everything.
The deepest insecurity, I think, would be worse.
Deepest insecurity, Francis.
I think it's camera roll. I think that there's a lot of screenshots I've taken that would require an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, random screenshots of people.
Conversation.
Which I then sent to someone that made sense at the time, but just sitting alone as a screenshot in my camera roll would not make a whole lot of sense.
Respective kids for your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. You name it.
Yeah.
Shirtless kids, antsless kids. Well, yeah, so it's going to be camera roll. I don't know what my deepest insecurity is.
Barstool audience, if you're listening,
why would you ever say that on a public forum?
Go find it
in the comments.
Go tweet Francis, tell him what his deepest insecurity is.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Which is almost scarier. That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once they pinpoint it, mm-hmm. and you learn it. Ugh.
Yeah, the thing is, I never had any until some people start going. Then it's like, then you just make fun of it, and then they still like, oh, well, it's not fun anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all really you have to do.
It's just to make fun of. That's why when Westbrook does this stuff, and when he just wear Westbrook on his jersey, mm-hmm. everyone will stop. I don't know why people can't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pop a, you 8 Mile yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am white. I am a fucking punk.
Yeah. Right.
I do live in a trailer with my mom.
That was Reese's first rap. I do have weird nipples.
Yeah. My chain is too long.
Yeah.
My dick is inverted.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yep.
As you smash our TVs.
Francis has been in a war with that microphone for like 30
minutes. Microphone sucks. The microphone sucks.
Pick a different chair before people get here.
Nick.
This may shock you guys. I'm not really a creep or a horny guy, so my camera roll is just kind of like memes or
has to be bad stuff.
Pumpkins?
No, not really.
I always feel weird when I say I'm not either, because every guy is like, I'm doing this, I got Dancing Bear. I'm the most, like, I guess I'm just
pretty. I took this
when
test.
People say they're not bored. It makes you think they are.
Maybe. I took this test of like, what kind of sexual person are you, and it was like a perfect score of vanilla. Like, I got just, I, nothing.
It's okay.
I mean, that.
I like taking pictures of, like, okay, like, when I'm on trips of, like, mountains, there's a kitten. Oh, here's my friend Pat's giant ball, though.
Yeah. Sweet potato Pat. You guys
potato
heard of
Pat.
Him?
He's got the biggest nut.
Yeah.
It'd be funny, though, if that came out and everyone was like, oh, man, dude, you're pretty boring. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that would, I'll go insecurity. Just be, I don't know, because then that gives you something free to, like, it's almost liberating.
You can tackle it. Mm. Yeah.
It is kind of liberating.
But if it is something that bothers you and you're just seeing it everywhere, it would get to me.
Yeah, and I think even to a degree, even if you try to own it, you will still kind of feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm doing this on purpose to own it.
And if it's something like you do, you're hyper aware of whenever you do it, and it kind of it ruins you. Holy shit. Yeah, I'll do that.
Deepest insecurity, Tommy?
I'll go camera roll. Yeah, I don't know what my deepest insecurity is. So I do think there's almost a benefit of getting it out there so you could tackle it head on.
Mm-hmm.
Camera roll, yeah. I don't know. I take a lot of random screenshots and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like I don't have to explain every screenshot I've ever taken, so I'll go with that.
Fair enough.
I'd rather that not get out.
Next up, our last matchup, the number 2 seed, your group chat history, text history. Specifically your group chat text history. Not your entire, because I feel
Cigar Energy Sapphire Club.
What? What?
Foreign Post Patrol Group.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Mine's Turt's Old Bowl Bag.
I think the Tungsten Federation group chat would be hysterical if that leaked. Yeah. It's just bricks.
If only group chat and grip
here got leaked,
that would be detrimental.
It would
in a bad way.
It would be nuclear fallout.
It would be a fun fucking day.
It would make Chernobyl.
It would be like when the Soviet Union fell apart and it was all these little countries.
Yes.
Yeah. It would just.
Yes.
Here comes Moldova.
And Tommy's just in everyone.
Yeah. How does he have time for all of these different.
He's just talking shit about. This one's talking about shit to someone. He's on that side. Yeah. And this side, he's.
Every group chat I've ever been in with coworkers has Michael Greer in it.
Mm, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Most of my ones too.
He's a big one.
He's in everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very
true. He's plugged in. He's plugged in.
Super plugged in. He's the funniest guy in the
show. D-Lo makes his way into a lot of them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Greer is just like the funniest guy at this company.
Yeah.
I think he makes me laugh more.
He's the most active in every group chat.
That too, yeah. So the group chat text history versus the number 15 seed, your real height and weight. Like, that's just displayed over you forever. It doesn't apply. Like, some people, it affects more than others. Some people, like, if you present yourself and like, hey, like, you put in your Tinder profile, hey, I'm 6 foot, I'm 5'11". Like, if I were to just be displayed over my
head,
here's
the thing, like, even with that,
that's not that bad. But like,
right, like, if you're fat, you're fat. Like, if you're lying about for weight and height, it really only matters how you do look.
Yeah,
yeah, but like at the same time, like, Daniel, we were looking at before, like, Daniel, you look great, and then he's like, oh, I'm 290 pounds. You're like, you look at him differently. You're like, well, that's a fatso.
Fat.
That's just how it works.
It changes.
And
your
perspective. I think about it all the time. Like, I'm like at 220, and people be like, oh, I wouldn't imagine you're 200. And like,
there's a scale in this room, I think. Dana.
I weigh myself in the mornings when I'm skinniest.
Gained 8 pounds.
So that probably means that when I had a full day of eating when I was 280, I was probably 286.
6 pounds of food in a day?
Maybe.
He's got some good days in him.
I do.
So we ended with you, Tommy, right? So we'll do group chat history.
Group chat history would be horrible.
Yeah, I'm more scared from what my friends say.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really bad. We have a subgroup within my group chat where it was like the first friends of our group, like the core four of us, and then the rest of us are in a different one. And it's just like, if that group chat got leaked to that one, it'd be really bad.
Yeah. Do you ever think about, like, sometimes your friends that just have normal jobs and they say whatever they want and you're like, they just can't, they don't care. They can't get canceled, I guess. But I guess
what am I gonna get fired? My accounting job, and then get another accounting job.
Yeah, I guess just a weird way.
Have it so fucking easy in the cubes. You have no idea.
Oh, they're so lucky.
So lucky.
Rudy.
Yeah, it would be so embarrassing if it was like Rudy is 6 feet. If that got out there, people think I'm short. So it sucks. Group text would be so bad. It would make Chernobyl look like spilling a sippy cup.
It would be
horrible.
Like, dude, when Dave wrote that blog and Nate's text in a group chat was one of the, it gave me just like such anxiety with that, where it's like, oh my god, like, even Hubs was in there and he's like, I saw my name and it's like, I didn't say anything wrong, but just seeing your name on a public thing like
it's disgusting.
It's not even like nothing that was said in there was specifically bad, but like, I'm just looking at it and I feel just like anxiety, like you're saying, like secondhand embarrassment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah, the group text.
We're short.
100%.
Every time.
Every time.
You're taller than I thought.
Everyone's, oh, wow, you're way taller.
I get everybody.
It's a tall office.
Everyone calls
super tall office.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Every time they gave either of us short guy energy. Nothing wrong with short people, but
you guys both look tall.
You would think.
Every time they're like, holy shit, you're tall. Every time.
Yeah, I know.
Tommy, I think you're the sneaky tall one.
You are.
I get that a lot. Yeah. People are always, I just carry myself, I guess, like a shorter person. And people are like, oh, you're taller than I thought. I think, but it's like, I think KFC and fights have talked about that before. Everybody is deceptively tall here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The average, well, we have like how many 6'5" plus people? We have like 4 or 5 or something.
Large, Brandon.
Yeah, Pat.
Pat's. Big Cat's probably 6'3", 4".
Yeah, like Brandon's up there.
Enormous.
Used to have Coley.
Doug's.
Coley when Coley was here, yeah. Yeah, Doug's is like sneaky, very tall.
Az is tall.
Yeah.
Even Zah's ginormous.
For
Zah's dense.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even our small guy is tall.
Yeah. Dense dude. So you're going to go with Dana, I'm assuming, group chat as well?
Yeah, I would love to. It would be all. I don't know. We had a lot of good group chats going on when your shit was going on. Like, you know,
I wasn't in those.
You were. I was in them with you.
With me,
we're talking a lot of shit about a lot of people. It's like, I don't.
Oh,
want
when the whole office hated me.
Yes,
not hated me. Just odd.
Don't want anyone to see that shit. So. Yeah.
No, I would be if one day we all had to give up our group chats, which would be It'd be a good content.
It would be great.
You know who was texting so much shit about Marty when that was all going down? Quigs.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah, Quigs.
He would not shut up about it. Every day he was talking to some fucking someone about it.
A new meme?
Yeah, every day.
So many different memes. Live action memes.
Yeah, and once he wouldn't post these. They would be like in these group chat. He'd send them to us.
It's nice of him.
Yeah, it was brutal. No, I'm just that's fake. Don't that's
the thing. People will believe you. Yeah. Anything about
Quigs
that situation
will get 20,000 followers.
Yeah.
People will still
be like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll come on a show and be like, wow, that's still all right. Then maybe they all don't hate him. I'm like, why would they hate me?
Quigs is so mysterious too. I feel like it's easier to believe. It should have been more.
Quigs is an odd bird. He thinks he believes in the Matrix. Oh, no, he believes that he believes in simulation theory.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, I do too.
No, he believes
he thinks he's the only human.
Oh, I thought that as well when I was a child.
In character syndrome.
I had that too.
No, I don't believe that.
Because there's no way to prove it false.
There's no way to prove anything false.
Can't prove it true either.
Exactly. But like, you can't prove that you only can exist in your own body. I can't prove a fact that Tommy, you actually exist. And that's also just by your own choices and personality. I do wonder sometimes, like, how is this person real?
Is he real?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tug on his chain. This
so dreamy.
So the group chat history is going to move on. Now we can run through our playoffs.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good.
made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Yeah.
On the other side, back to the start, DMs that you sent to famous people versus your flaccid dick size. We'll start with you, Mush.
Probably the DMs, because I just like... I'm pretty sure I've said something to Aaron Judge recently.
What do you mean pretty sure?
I'm pretty... I'll unsend it too now.
Because
like,
you're pretty sure recently?
Yeah. Like,
I did DM Anthony Volpe recently to be like, hey man, congrats on making the team. I heard you hate Marty, but just want to make sure we're all good. Never opened it. But he responded to Jerry and said, nah, Tommy's cool.
He does hate me.
Marty. He hates you.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know why.
There was no reasoning behind it. There's just a.
No, I think.
It was before even he dated Rhea.
That's the craziest part.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is, but yeah, fuck Anthony Volpe. Batting 180, everyone's in Hub sucks him off. He's batting 180. I could bat 180 in the major leagues.
So now we have, Dana, for you, we got DMs sent to famous people versus flaccid dick. One vote for the
flaccid
DMs.
Dick.
Flaccid dick, yeah.
Again, I'm DM Drake what he had, what he was betting on the Super Bowl.
Wait, what?
I was so excited. I was like, I asked what he was betting on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's maybe more of the most insane DM I could think of.
I'm trying to think, though, that might not even be as crazy only because gambling
just like,
people
why
like
would
to talk
Drake
about their bets.
Ever answer that?
I don't know. Drake is, there's an odd world where I could see him answer.
He is, like, he is surprisingly relatable.
Like, is,
but he, I don't think that's how you would get him.
I know one guy who like talks to him all the time about
like balls.
No. This guy's named Marco. If he's like a
that sounds like a guy that talked to Jake.
Marco, I can't remember, but he was like always says yeah. He's like I talk to Drake all the time about. I'm like really? So let me see if he answers this. Mm-hmm. He didn't answer.
I feel like it's sneakily not a terrible pitch, only because gambling people love to talk about their picks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
he's a big gambler too.
Yeah, so maybe not nuts. Rudy. Flaccid dick versus...
Yeah, I feel like I definitely at one point, like when I was younger, have launched some like embarrassing, like just tried to make like a full court shot. Mm-hmm. I've been like horny, been like, oh dude, maybe this porn star will reply to me. That would be pretty rough. Ooh. To see. But I didn't do that very much. And so the flaccid dick size, especially like if... someone saw it, like I'm picturing it like a number above your head.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then like imagine someone like you're in sitting at your desk and it's like a certain number and then like you're walking outside with lunch with them and then it just decreases.
Yeah.
Like seeing the variance would be, especially the downward way, would be rough. Or like if you're lifting, dude, like lifting dick, like you're deadlifting and that number goes down to a shocking number. So that would be way worse, I think.
It's into the negatives.
Yeah. Honestly, like sometimes like
yeah.
Like when you're working out or like when we would like
he's working out. Yeah, me too. When is
yeah,
that?
Like no workout dick's a real thing. Or when we play hockey, that thing tucks and hides away.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. So, yeah, that would be brutal.
Dick. It's dick. It's
flaccid dick. Yeah. Tommy
looks like a you know, just like an uninflated water balloon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not even like a regular balloon.
Just imagine yeah. Tommy is just standing in front of you and someone came up behind him and double pantsed him. Like
double pantsed him,
like
underwear too.
Oh, that's been a fucking
dude. I had that happen to me, and I almost cried.
It's been my fear for life.
Yeah,
Dana. I don't know why I imagine yours being like when you fling a door stopper when you're
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It hits like his waistband.
Oh man, that's
never happened to you.
I've been pants, but never all the way.
I had it happen to me once when I was in kindergarten. I was hanging on the monkey bars.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst time to get pants.
Just, oh, dude.
Sorry. That's horrible.
It was bad, dude. And
torture.
I just got like fully pants. I mean, I was, you're so vulnerable. And I almost like went home because I was just.
Should have, but for someone with a fucking
pipe, that'd be sick.
Oh yeah,
like RJ Burger.
RJ Burger.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine Panson, like some random guy just got, he's just fully bricked up.
Stephen Che.
I ain't talking about the watch.
Stephen Che any day in high school for him.
Yeah, true.
It would make you harder to pants.
Yeah.
What'd he say? He was hard 8 periods a day?
Every single period he was hard.
Yeah.
Right. At least once.
That's just.
Like, I always got horny, hard in chemistry dude. Class for some reason.
The chemicals?
I don't know.
Something for you.
I went to a private Catholic school and we had to tuck our shirts in, and I always would be so fearful that I'd have to be called up to the board because there's no covered boner coverage.
No, my boy Logan Seidler tucked his boner. I say this story all the time. Tucked his boner in front of his tucked in shirt once. So you just saw that, like the throbbing head of his boy cock.
I had a guy on our volleyball team who had a hammer and he would tape it to his leg. For games.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like he, because
having a dick like that's got to be a curse.
Yeah, like because obviously
it's not even funny.
Dana's time. Penny.
That's
yeah. Dana's is the length of a penny.
Yeah, I had a buddy I played hockey with where if he took a shit, he had to like prevent it from hitting the water.
Damn. Well, I feel like everyone has at least one friend with giant balls. Is that?
Oh yeah.
Flip's got grapefruits.
Yeah, like, and that person always loved to show off their balls. Yeah. They would do like, oh, piece of gum stuck to my leg. Yeah, just something about it. They love showing off big balls. Sorry, Tommy, you're going with
I voted DMs.
Flaccid. Oh, DMs.
Yeah.
Well, 3 for flaccid dick. Flaccid dick's gonna move on. Tommy, you go first. Your search history or your Snapchat messages to girls?
Oh, search history.
Search history.
Everybody has a bad search history. Like I was.
But I would say everybody has weird.
But nobody else's is getting leaked. It's just yours.
Yeah.
If everyone's,
I think there could be some humor found in
search history. Yeah.
Yeah. I think mine, I was just trying so hard to be like a cutie.
I'm looking at my search history right now, the last 20, and 80% of it is food, and the rest is like NBA stats. So, yeah, like, maybe it's not as bad as I think, you know?
Yeah. Think about it this way. Like, 10 years ago, you're searching
your
up, like...
time. It's not your last 20.
Yeah.
And you can command F, yeah.
Think about it this way. Like, 10 years ago, you're searching up, how do I Dougie? Or something.
That shit was me.
Yeah, you were stomping the yard, yeah.
Yeah, Reese was like, also, how to tie a do-rag.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, mine can't be bad because my iCloud is connected to my mom's.
Oh,
can't get off.
Oh my god,
I've tried so hard to get off of it.
Jared from Subway. That's
one. That's
Jared from Subway. Yeah.
Jared from Subway.
It's hard to explain. Like
Jared from Subway, shirtless.
Yeah. I think I showed you this earlier. I was texting Fights about it. Like, Fights basically, he had this tweet where he's like, "You never want to like mix your group chats because you talk to one friend group way differently than you talk to another." And I was in a group chat with my girlfriend's friends who we go to St. Patty's Day with every year. And I sent a picture. I was like, look at this picture from last year. And I was one of her friends, and I photoshopped Jared Fogle next to him. and like, I got a tap back, and then they just continued their old conversation.
Oh, yeah, tough.
Got nothing. Crickets.
I realized that I was in one of my friends' group this couple of weekends ago, and like we went bowling. They like were like, hyping each other up.
I don't get that.
Like high five, and I'm like,
then they're not really that close of friends.
I've never been
nice
to one of my
friends. I had a strike, and they were all like dapping me up. I'm like, are you guys trolling? Like, my friends would be calling me names the entire time, and I'm just like, well, is everything okay? Like, did I fuck up or something? Yeah. It's very odd.
It's a very odd feeling. Yeah.
That's bad that they just didn't.
Dude, I got a tap back.
What's a tap back?
Like they just put like a thumbs up or something on it. And just moved on. Yeah, and they just moved on. They're like, yeah, so how about this bar package? It's really
That's
bad.
That's fucking funny.
Really bad. Sorry, so Nick, search history.
Snapchat. I was like, man, it was so bad. Not even bad, like, in a creepy way. It was just, like, bad, like...
Cringy. Yeah.
What?
It's just cringy.
Yeah, just cringy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, such a long day, but I would, like, try to, like, bite my inner cheek to give me a drop.
Right.
Get a dimple.
Yeah.
Such a long day.
Yeah. Put it in black and white.
No.
So tired, but I can never fall asleep alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're taking a shower without me?
Without me? No.
You were, big without me.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely did that.
Okay. Well, you don't point the gun. I mean, you point the gun at yourself, brother. We've all done that.
Yeah, I have done that.
I have never said without me. That's like it. Too obvious of the shower one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's pretty mainstream.
Only post.
Exactly. That's why I feel like you can't do it.
I always respond, okay, stinky. Yeah, good. Your pussy reeks. I bet.
Rudy.
I agree with Nick. Like, my search history, I almost think I would, like, make some friends if my search history became public. Like, yeah. There'd be people like, oh, for real? Okay, cool.
Yeah, you'd be at a couple of conventions with people after.
Oh, exactly. So, but I'm with Nick, too. Like, the Snapchat would just be very embarrassing. Just you know.
Searching, like, Red Dead Redemption Rule 34, which is something only Nick gets.
I got it. But I'm just looking through mine. It's not really, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it'd be like, yeah, Red Dead Redemption, how to find the legendary beaver pelt. Yeah.
Dana.
I was also just looking through mine. It wasn't too bad, but I'd say Snapchat. Like, another weird thing I'll do sometimes is, like, if I see an actress on a show or something, I'll just type in her name and say hot after.
Yeah.
You know, like, give me any, I don't know.
I don't want nude. I just want to see, like,
I want to see a hot picture of you.
Yeah.
That's, like, the extent of weirdness, I would say, at least recently. I mean, when I was a kid, I probably searched a lot weirder. But Snapchat, you kind of let it, you sling it on there. And I wouldn't want people seeing that. So give me Snapchat.
I wasn't a big Snapchat guy. That's the only problem. And more of my history would just be like, wow, you really are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like to fact check myself a lot because I don't trust any answer I have. Mm-hmm. And even if it's like literally like, who's the president? Sometimes I'm like, let me just make sure.
Where is my belly button?
Biden Googles that sometimes too.
All right, so Snapchat's going to move on. Now it's Snapchat versus your flaccid dick, Marty, to get into the finals.
I guess I don't know. I'm going to withdraw myself from this one. I don't know which one I want.
You can abstain.
I'm abstain.
You have the right to one.
I want one.
Dana?
So you did the one.
And I already told everyone about my dick, so I don't know.
You're living in the reality.
Yeah.
If it's strangers or, I keep saying it, but like, if I'm sitting at the dinner table and I have a zero on my head, I don't want.
You know, I'm bringing mine back. I'm going, you don't want your flaccid dick.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the answer.
Flaccid dick, Rudy.
What is it up again? Sorry.
It's zero.
It's the Snapchat.
You walk around.
Like, I'm eating spaghetti and my dick's inside me. I don't want my fucking
shrinking as you
siblings
eat.
To know that.
Yeah. The other thing is with the flaccid dick, it's sort
so
of
weird that you're concerned about your family knowing.
No, but that's
like,
part of it, dude. Like,
why would your family care how big your dick is?
It's not. I don't care if they
don't want them actively knowing.
Yeah. I think it'd be weird if you had like a boner in front of your family.
Well, that's just figure that out too, though. With the
no, but you keep saying like, what if my brother or my sister sees that?
Yeah, why does it matter? Why do they care if you have a small dick?
I think he just doesn't
like
want
rather his- a random girl you meet at the bar know how small your dick is than like your dad.
Dude, the funniest thing, like way more embarrassing.
Are you getting this?
Me if you know so small.
Down weird my ass if he sees I got a zero.
Or I'm getting it, but it's more like
cold day today, huh, son?
Yeah. If it's a random person that doesn't know who I am, why do they care about my dick size? If it's people that I interact with every day, it's like...
But it's your family. Why do they care?
I think he's trying to say he doesn't want his family thinking about his penis at any time.
Yeah, I don't care.
I think that
if I had a hog, I'd be the same thing. I don't want them to know anything, you know? I don't want them to be thinking about my dick.
They're going out to like a family dinner like, yeah, Dana, why don't you wait in the car?
I hate going home for the holidays. My parents know I have a tiny little dick.
Well, I'm imagining
be another topic today.
I'm imagining like imagine you were in the club and like you had like a bottle and you're like rocking out with just a big fucking zero above your head.
I can just see Dana be like, "Can you pass some extra chance? All right, tiny dick.
Why don't you get him dickless?
Tiny dick Dana. There he is.
Holy shit.
But you could also, like, you know, if you see another zero across, you're like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, what's up, buddy?
Bonding.
Like, instant boys.
Oh, my God. If a team of zeros walked into the bar.
Yeah, the micro mob. The micro mob boys.
It's just like a guy.
The micro five.
Yeah. You got one guy with, like, a 4-inch, like, the hot girl surrounding herself with the ugly friend.
Yeah. You have a fucking infant come in with a 1. God damn it,
you have, like, a designated small dick friend.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'd love to bring Dana around.
Dana's gonna be the most popular guy in the office.
You know how much bigger two is than zero? Infinitely larger.
So I'm assuming after all this, Rudy Flaccid.
Yeah, no, because I was gonna say like the flaccid dick is just forever. It's a continuous score, whereas like the Snapchat, it's like restricted to when that was something I used. So it'd just be like, ah, that's embarrassing from like whenever ago. But the flaccid dick, I mean, like that would just be forever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no,
that's
definitely
such a
flaccid
skit.
Dick.
Like if we just had him around,
designated tiny dick friend.
Everyone walking around.
Yeah,
Nick. Flaccid dick.
Yeah, it's dick.
Yeah, flaccid dick. Yeah.
So flaccid dick's in the finals. On the other side, we have the early messages you send to a girl, spitting game and all that, versus the times you've looked at someone's Instagram or Facebook profile or any sort of profile, we'll say. Tommy.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I care. I guess I'll go with the spitting game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so bad at it, like in college. Facebook messaging, like, see a girl at a party, lock eyes with her, and then leave and just be like, hey, I think I saw you.
Yeah.
I've definitely done that.
Yeah. The ultimate go-to.
Sorry, I had to go.
The worst part is that even while you're sending it, you know it's bad.
Yep.
And you're like, but I have to do this.
I have nothing else.
Yeah.
I have nothing else. Or I try to, like, add my own spin on it. Just be like, I swear I saw your doppelganger tonight.
Yeah. It's literally like being an offensive coordinator and you know you're going to get sacked for a loss.
Yeah.
But you got to call a play.
You got to call a play. It's your job. Yeah. I'll go game.
The shot clock's going down.
Yeah.
You got to heat one up. Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You your boy passes you the ball and they're like, let him shoot.
Who let him cook?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, the early game is worse to me because there's just so much more lore, or, like, there's so much more to unpack and analyze, whereas, like, the number of times you've looked at someone's profile is just a number.
Yeah.
So it's sort of just, like, you see it and you're like...
You might not even be able to, like, conceptualize. Like, I don't know what a big number is.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what would be considered...
I mean, if you saw, like, a random silly looked at your Facebook profile page, like, 800 times, you'd be like...
My Facebook profile?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the weird part.
Yeah, like, Tommy Smokes has, like, 16 billion on Alex Earl's TikTok.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So I definitely think that the early game is worse, in my eyes.
Early game.
I agree. I had no game. I was in, like, a high school relationship up until my junior year of college. High school sweetheart to then, so it was like 4 or 5 years, whatever. And getting out of that, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I only had 1 year left, and I was like, all my buddies would, I was the dude that like would try so hard,
yeah,
and would get nowhere.
Like walk up to girls and you're like, what up? And you dap them up.
I was so bad. I didn't know what I was doing.
What up? I got a baby dick.
Yeah. You want to play pickup basketball?
I would love to get you in the post. I would walk by girls. I'd be like, yo, check this out. And I would like smile at them. And then they would never fucking.
Oh, but no. You'd say, then, yo, check this out, then smile.
No, like, buddy. I'd be like, yo, dude.
Oh, I thought
you went up to the girl. You're like, watch this.
Hand to God, me and my buddy Ruse, we'd walk by every time, be like, dude, she's going to work. And I would just like give him a little smile as they walk by, and they never fucking smile back.
Dana just played Wiz. Like, you just played Wiz Waldo with your dick with that.
Come on. You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be.
Oh, that was a good one.
I am on your
nothing
side.
But talk about us.
That's all. I thought that was fair.
You're supposed to stick up for me.
I do stick up for you. I've heard all these stories.
Dick doesn't stick up for you.
That was funny. This is your best forum when you just let it all
out. It's usually backfires, but you know,
it is
what it is.
I'm assuming you're going early messages as well.
Because there's no instance anyone would be like, yeah, that was cool what he did. Like, even if you think, even if it did work or it didn't work, like, there's never going to be in your favor. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what will probably get a lot of people on your side? You put your early messages with Rhea out there. I'm sure they'd be really ecstatic about it.
Yeah. I'd be excited. People are mad. They're like, oh, how did he get her?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know, man.
Walking like a regular person, like everyone else, basically. And not just... And now I'm imagining Rudy just walked by Rhea and saying,
yeah, hey, watch this.
You remember me trying to... Remember when probably like, I don't know, 3 years ago when you first started working here, remember me trying to like pick up girls? How bad I was at it?
You were really bad.
I went through about an 8-year period of just not knowing what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I would get too drunk and leave. I was that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, no, the drunker I am, the better I am. And then I would just leave.
Yeah, because
we would leave like a date or like the bar?
The bar. We'd go out. And it was just me and him that went out, and I would be looking around, and he left, and I come home, he's just laying in my garbage cans.
That was a huge Irish exit guy.
Remember that when you were in my garbage cans?
Oh, yeah, I just fell asleep. That was it's garbage good cans. Times.
Great time.
Marty.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan Taylor pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Your entire group, all your group chats getting leaked versus your camera roll.
Group chat. 1,000%.
Yeah, I agree.
My camera roll is kind of funny.
Group chat.
Yeah. And delightful. Like, there's just some good pictures out there.
So now, group chat versus the early spitting game, Tommy.
Oh, group chat.
Group chat.
Group chat, nothing I say is, like, unreasonable.
I do try to think of, like, if I had to back this up.
Just explaining jokes with your friends is never funny or,
right.
Like, to anybody else.
Yeah. So go group chat.
I want to go early game. It's so corny.
What are you up to? Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I can't. Yeah, dude. Even still today, when I text, I say "lol" or laugh my ass off.
Oh yeah.
I think
I hate how you do that.
I have to.
I hate it.
I take your lols as sarcasm.
My lols are periods.
Yeah.
That's what they are. I can't, because I always feel like if I'm saying without a lol, you think I'm mad or something.
Yeah.
I've tried to completely cut lol out of my.
Oh, I have a ha.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With an H. Ha ha with an H.
Can't email, right? Still email with exclamation.
Oh, no. Ha ha with an H at the end.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, you need to add any H is an A.
You're doing ha?
Ha. You know?
Yeah, I got it. I got
it. I get that.
H-A-H-A-H.
What you should really do is ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
You need to be there.
God damn. Dude,
Down 12 pounds, boys.
I used to, when I would text, I refused to use exclamation points or question marks because I thought they felt too eager.
Yeah,
I will never. I don't think I've ever seriously used an exclamation point.
I wouldn't even use question marks.
Can I just? Dave texted me a couple weeks ago. It was a nice text message. Everybody, he doesn't hate me. He used an exclamation point, and I texted Tommy. I freaked out. I was like, "Is he?
That's crazy.
Mocking me?" And he was straight up being like something like, "Good job with something."
What the fuck.
No. Tommy's so jealous right now.
I was stunned.
I wonder we're getting Barstool Beasts fucking.
Yeah.
No, it was like gambling. It wasn't like my work. It wasn't like, good job, Marty. It was like a bet or something. It was something very. I won him money. That's what it was. But it was just like, I was like, did it lose? Like, am I getting trolled right now? I've never seen him use. I didn't know he.
I would throw my phone across the room.
I
don't know what to do.
Poisonous.
I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
As I texted you, and I texted.
It's like Austin, be like, get down there. Like, Dave's been hacked.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about, I looked through an old group chat with us three.
Uh-oh.
Barstool versus America. The reason I let Pat betray Dana is because us three were in a group chat together, and Marty said, let's make sure we should send home. And you said, do you think Glennie, Nick, or Pat? I'm like, what the fuck?
I said, yes. I don't trust
these guys at all. And then you said, Nick as a Nick in this group chat? And you said, LMAO. Marty goes, LMAO, I meant to say Nick. I was like, oh my God, I don't trust these guys at all.
Why are you lumping me in? No, that's just Marty being stupid.
I remember that.
That was so funny.
I really don't think we ever planned on sending him home either. That's the even funnier part. I swear, right? I feel like
we, I know, yes.
So you know, we didn't.
That whole time I was like, I don't trust these guys.
I happened in Surviving Barstool with Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie texted.
Yeah, but the double text would not be like, laugh my ass up. I didn't mean Nick. I just laugh. So I meant Nick.
I meant Nick.
That's awesome.
Rudy, you're up. The early game versus the group chat.
The group chat would definitely be worse, so I'm going to take that. If my early game got out there, I almost would enjoy it because then I would be able to pile on. I would enjoy piling on and seeing it myself, to be honest.
That would be an awesome blog, like going through early game and just how it worked. Tommy, I'd love to see like your intro Hinge messages.
Yeah.
Hinge, no. Hinge, I act. Like I have to realize anything I say on Hinge could be out there.
Oh, yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
I'll say you have some funny text messages.
To girls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, funny. I'm pretty good at it.
But it's like mean, but sometimes funny, and it's like just the way you do it. I don't know. It's sometimes.
Yeah, I like to just, you know, roast them a little, you know, but in a fun way. That's just fucking
the weather up there.
You fucking giant.
Dana, group chat versus the early game.
Group chats.
Chat.
I'm not a huge shit talker, but if it's a group chat, I'm typically talking shit.
Because
you never want to disagree.
I don't want people to see that.
Yeah.
Like, even if like I don't care that much, and then you just like got to say something.
Yeah. You know?
Probably group chat.
Group chat. So now it's group chat versus the flaccid dick for the finals.
Pretty good final.
It's a good final.
Yeah. Marty, you're first.
That's tough. That's tough. Because both don't go away. You know, like there's... People won't trust you in the group chat thing. I think the flaccid might be bad. Like, it's just like, no, it's nothing's pleasing about either one. I don't know. Fuck.
What is the average flaccid dick size?
I honestly have no idea.
Let's look it up.
I'm going to guess.
We'll go on group chat.
Three?
Because group chat really, that feeling I got when I saw Nate's name in that group chat, just I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
So I'm going group chat.
Dana?
You know what? I'm going to go group chat as well. Fuck it. You know?
You have to.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Choice. Rudy?
3.61 inches. Nice. Out of flaccid.
Who's got the numbers? Like, how'd they get the stats?
I always thought, like, if I had, like they must have, if I had a really small dick, I would go to all the studies just to try to bring the average down, like worldwide average.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's a good ass movie.
Either get his dick measured to bring the world average down. Like a bunch of little dick guys should get together and unite on that.
Yeah.
And
it would even benefit the regular to big dick.
It would benefit heroes. Everybody.
That's what I figured. Is the whole idea is to like bring it
like the villain is just like this giant,
but it
giant
even guy. Yourself. Time to get my giant cock measured.
Just all do it in like one spot. Too.
Get comfortable.
Like,
it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Like, why is the national average of Nebraska's dick like 1 inch? Like, they all get measured in the same state at once.
Dana just goes in with a mustache.
They're triple counting his votes.
Yeah.
So Rudy, group chat versus flaccid.
I think that flaccid would be worse because I'm picturing like just waking up every day being like, is it going to be a good day or a bad day? Whereas like the group text, like you definitely would lose, like it would ruin relationships for sure, but it would sort of be in the rearview mirror at some point and you could try to move on. Whereas like that, it's like some kind of curse waking up every day just being like, here we go, you know.
Gotta talk to my dad again.
I gotta talk to my dad and my sister. Fuck. It's definitely flaccid dick size for me.
God, imagine you're like on a phone talking about you. What? I just got that they were talking about you.
Yeah, I did too.
Nick.
I was going to say group chat, but like you can apologize and people can relate.
Yeah.
Like imagine if you had this big zero over your head, right? And the subway doors open, you get on and like, you know, you'd get so used to like people double taking and then like a smirk in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
like you could never win an argument.
You can't.
Never win an argument, especially like arguing with your girlfriend. She's like, really?
like point up your zero. you're gonna push me away.
Yeah,
it's what
their girlfriend and her girlfriend's friend.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh. You meet like your girlfriend's mom.
Oh my god.
Oh, your girlfriend's dad.
No, girlfriend's dad. You walk in. He's like, oh, thank god.
Yeah. Woo, good one.
Like, that was longer than the last guy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you meet your girl's ex boyfriend and he's like 8.
Yeah, the dad. That's better than nine. Yeah. Charlie with nine.
Little Dickie music video.
Yeah, yeah. Great. That's my favorite. That was my favorite videos he did.
So yeah, I think it's got to be Flaccid Dick.
Yeah,
yeah, that won me over.
Yeah, Flaccid Dick is the winner of the information we would never want to be released.
Because like one of us, it just sucks. Like,
we already know.
I'm fine with the. I know. I'm fine with the mystery of like. In a room with my boys, I'm like, one of us has the smallest dick, but we don't know.
Besides this room.
Besides this room.
Besides this room.
No mystery. Do you think you have the smallest dick in the office?
Flaccid. My boner is normal. That's a fact. I've measured. It's normal size.
So does it hurt? Like, or do you have a lot of loose skin?
Okay. Like, when it's warm out and my dick's flopping, you know? It's still up on the balls and like a shelf.
Yeah.
But...
Just lie, dude.
I don't know.
Saying shelf is so funny.
The shelf, that's, well, yeah.
I've never heard that.
But there's definitely days where it's floppy, so it's not like it's a constant inside of me thing. I don't know what.
I mean, are you just realizing that your dick is smaller when you're flat? Like, everyone's dick's kind of smaller.
Oh, I mean, when I stand up and go to the bathroom, my dick will be.
It comes back
shoots,
out.
It shoots straight at out. The urinal.
But it's not like. You know, what are you laughing at?
Pushing.
Come on, dude. Give it a zoom. Give it a good zoom.
Hey, it was something else.
Yeah, there we go.
Those meaty fucking legs. Yeah. Huh?
That probably doesn't make it look any better.
Nope, dude. It is so sweaty in there.
So, like, a normal dick would probably be down here, right? Ish.
Sure. Yeah.
Mine's like up here.
It just keeps doing it.
I was waiting for your finger to stop, and it kept going up to his waist.
Oh, I was here, it was a roast of my fucking fat, and now it's a roast of my dick.
You started. It was the first sentence of the episode.
Oh, yeah. Never would have been. It's completely self-inflicted.
Oh yeah, I'm fine with it. It is what it is.
Finger movement was one of the funniest.
It went so far.
Oh goodness, that'll be clipped. Holy, I'm sure. Shit.
Thank you so much to you three for joining in. We'll be back next week with a new topic.